What's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yeo football is on the air.
Wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play. A scramble for it, and the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeomen in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going there right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeo football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buchholz State Bank in Cameron, Buchholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Rockin' Our Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Liberal Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
And good evening from Yeo Stadium. It is week 11 of the high school football season, and it is the season finale, or regular season finale, for both of these teams here at Yeo Stadium tonight. Good evening, everyone. This is Joe Smithman, Ed Colley alongside, and this is an exciting finish to a great season of a district coach that it still isn't decided, but this is a district that has been very tough, unlike some of the districts like District 9. We're District 10, and District 9 had a runaway winner. This one, it's just all jumbled up.
Oh, it is, and there's a lot riding on this ball game tonight. The district championship, as far as academy is concerned, is riding on this game tonight. The Cameron Yeomen, if they win it, will end up being second because of their loss to Rockdale.
The miracle happens.
Rockdale's going to beat Florence.
They're going to handle it.
But anyhow, if Academy were to lose, they would then drop to the third spot or possibly the fourth spot. So there's a lot up for grabs. But I'm going to tell you what. This is the best Academy football team that I have seen since I've been back in Cameron. They've got it all, and the Cameron Yeomen have their hands full tonight.
Yeah, they have a good quarterback in Bubba Berriman, a couple of good running backs, and Cody Martinez, the scat back, and the big fullback, Kenny Askew. Their big wide receiver is Philip Redwine, and Berriman connects with him very well, and they've got a lot of offensive weapons that's gonna give the Yeo defense a pretty good challenge tonight. On the other hand, you know, the Yeomen have weapons of their own, so this should be a doozy here tonight. The district title is at stake for the Academy Bees as they are playing for the number one or the top seed in District 10-3A Division 1. But the Cameron Yeomen, if they win, they'll be more than likely the second seed. If they lose, they will be more than likely the third seed.
Correct.
In the district going into the playoffs. We'll take a quick break and be back. We've got our countdown to kickoff here. We've got our coin toss live from midfield. Also coming up, our national anthem and the opening kickoff. And we'll, of course, have our starting lineups for you as well. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
All right, we are back here at Yeo Stadium and wrapping up season one of the newly renovated stadium. The next time the Yeomen will play on this stadium There will be more renovations to it.
That's right, to the home side.
Home side will have renovations to it next season or in the off season. But this is, of course, Parents' Night here at Yost Stadium. Parents of the players, the trainers, the cheerleaders, and the Bell Brigade, everybody introduced in the previous few minutes. And, of course, the seniors will take their stroll across the field after the game tonight. This is an important game for these 14 seniors on the Yost varsity. Now, if you look at these two teams, the Yeomen have 14 seniors and 7 sophomores. That's a pretty youthful team.
Right.
Academy, on the other hand, has 23 seniors and 3 sophomores on the varsity lineup. So there's your – and then if you look even further, you know, to senior-laden teams, Rockdale, of course, takes the cake with the most seniors, the most starting seniors. I think they start 21 out of 22 positions are all seniors. So you have to think that Rockdale thinks it's their year, and Academy is thinking a lot the same way.
Well, it's going to be a heck of a ball game. I'm telling you that now, Joe. I've watched video on Academy, and they've got some guys who have moved into that district that are making a difference. I believe the quarterback, a running back, and a fullback that are just pretty awesome. Redwine has been there. And round the back.
Yeah.
We're ladies trying to find out how to get in the press box, and we're on the air. But anyhow, the Cameron Yeomen tonight have got to stop the running game. That's all there is to it. They've got they can run outside. They can run right straight at you. They've got a big fullback who does a good job of blocking. Their offensive line, their center is as good as I've seen in the district this year. The offensive line stays with their blocks. I mean, they stick on them wherever the guy goes, and they do a good job of that. So they've got their hands full, and then when they decide to go to the air, number 83, Redwine, is a big physical athlete, and he can go up and make that catch, and he can run as well. So they've got their hands full, but if I'm going to try to stop them tonight, you've got to stop the run first and make them throw the football.
Well, District 10-3A, as we mentioned, is all jumbled up. And after Whitney, who is undefeated in District 9-3A, the by-district opponent for District 10, it's a jumbled up mess there as well. So we might not know who we play until, you know, later tonight. But we do know where we play. We play next Friday at Waco ISD Stadium. Whether it be one of either two teams, that's where we're going to play. We'll let you know more when we know more. Of course, it all depends on this one and a bunch of games elsewhere before the dust settles and the playoff picture is clear. The Academy Bees make their way onto the field, awaiting the arrival of the Cameron Yeomen. Coach Rhodes said today that the Yeomen are in a very good position health-wise. Daryl Flores is going to miss tonight's game, but is anticipating being back next week. The MRI was negative on any kind of ligament tears, and the fractured kneecap is healing well, and he's probably going to be back with us next week. And that coach, if we stay healthy tonight, that gives us pretty much 100%.
That's
even
right.
Colin Costren is eligible to play tonight. He's dressed out and
play if needed.
Yeah. So everybody's healthy and it's a good place to be healthy going into the final game of the regular season. We are about 4.5 minutes away from kickoff, but we may be running a little late because of Parents' Night here at Yost Stadium. A big game in the district also is Lago Vista and Troy. That is a playoff game, essentially, for both of those teams. The winner moves on, and the loser starts basketball on Monday. So a big game there, and it does have a place in the seeding for Academy should they lose. If Troy wins, Lago's out. Troy is the number 3 seed, and Academy is number 4. If Lago wins, then Troy is out. And Academy would be number 3 and Lago number 4. That is if Academy loses this one. If Academy beats the Yeomen tonight, they're outright district champs.
That's right, and I think that's one of the biggest surprises of Central Texas is the fact that the Academy Bumblebees were probably picked 5th or 6th in this district, and here they are getting ready to play for the district championship. And when you think about it, they've had to play the big 3 all in a row. Rockdale, Lago Vista, and Cameron. And so if they can get through that, they probably deserve to be the district champions.
Absolutely. Going to be a good one here tonight. The Yeomen are on the field. We'll have the coin toss from midfield in just about 60 seconds. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Marching band with tonight's national anthem. Coach, I look down across the crowd and the military folks in full salute of the flag. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The captains are about to meet at midfield. They are Lance Green along with Ryan Cullen. That is Reed Nickerson and Colin Costran. How about that? Colin in full uniform for the first time tonight. He is a captain representing the Yeomen. And for the the fullback coach is not dressed out. Number 40, the big fullback, is in civilian clothes tonight.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, it may not be the.
I'm still waiting because he doesn't look as big as the boy I saw on video.
Let's take it down to the field for tonight's coin toss.
Silver dollar here, heads. We got tails. He'll call it. You'll repeat it. Then I'll flip it before we look at it. You repeat it. And then we'll look at it and see what it is from there, okay? Guys, you're captains tonight. Help us to have a good game. Keep your team on the side after the plays. Good sportsmanship. We'll have a good time. All right, guys, what would you like to call?
Tails.
He said what?
Tails.
All right, here we go. And he said what again?
Tails.
And it is heads. You've won the toss.
You want to defer.
You want to defer. Yes, okay, give me just a second.
All right, you heard the visitors call tails. It was heads, so the Yeomen win the toss and will defer. And let's see where the Yeomen will line up and what goal line they will defend. The Yeomen defer, so they'll get the ball first in the second half, and they will defend the west end zone or the clock end zone here in the first quarter of play. Our coin toss live at midfield brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. Don't forget, we are live on the Internet at KMIL.com. Our streaming services tonight provided by VVM Internet Services of Temple, Waco, and Killeen. Call 254-778-8028 for VVM, your gateway to the information highway. Coach, quickly, let's take a look at those starting lineups for the Yo defense.
For the defense, at nose guard, DeAndre Adams, 6 foot 235. At one defensive end, Jesse Valdez, 6 foot 240. The other defensive end, Lance Green, 5'10", 215. Linebackers, Tim Titus Lewis, 165, Alex Ibarra, 215, Ryan Cullen, 185, and John Washington, 170. The right cornerback is Trey Lewis, 180. Left corner will be Jalen Bryant, 165. And the safety and rover will be Johnny Alexander, 155, and Jacob Smitherman at 175. And that's the starting lineup for the Cameron Yeoman on defense.
All right, our starting lineup's brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with a John Deere lawn tractor at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Back deep to receive the opening kickoff for the Bees. Number 3, Killian Masig, and to his left is Cody Martinez, and flanked to his right, I believe, that is Alex McCullough. And let's see, Eric Sanchez will tee it up for the Cameron Yeoman. Our opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions. Call Standards Lifecycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. Sanchez gets the signal, and we are underway. High, deep kick. It's going to be going straight to Masig, and up the middle he spins across the 25 to about the 29-yard line, and that's where the Bees will have it, first and 10.
Well, if number 40, that big number 40, is not at the fullback slot, that is going to change some of their offense because he was one heck of a blocker. So I don't. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, it looks like number 12 may be that man. He pretty big kid. Alex McCullough is the fullback now, and he lines up in an I formation at the tailback position as they have a slot right, Behrman under center, and McCullough gets the toss. He lowers his head, bangs his way across the 30 to about the 33-yard line, a gain of 4.
Now, I will tell you this. If your defensive linemen try to play up high, Rockdale tried that, and so did Lago Vista, and they got knocked straight back. They are going to have to stay low to the ground.
McCullough kind of limping off of the field now, and he is spelled by Cody Martinez, who will fill his spot in the backfield.
He's a speedster.
He is. Second down and 6 for the Bees as Redwine, the big wide receiver, comes wide to the left on the near hash mark. The quick snap, toss right to Cody Martinez. He's hit at the line and dropped forward for about a yard to the 35, and it sets up third down and 4 now for the Bees.
Good job by the left side of that offensive defensive line. Jesse Valdez and DeAndre Adams over there.
Redwine again wide to the left. Martinez in the backfield, along with Reed Denton, and that is Grayson Edwards in the wing left. Denton is the fullback, Martinez the tailback, and it's a pass. Behrman wants to throw deep, and he's got a man in the flat out here, caught and dropped immediately, but enough for the first down before Jaylon Bryant gets to him at the 44-yard line. That was Grayson Edwards on the receiving end of that one for about 9 yards.
Well, they sent the wide receiver Redwine deep. Then they brought the wing back out, and the fullback came through, and there's three receivers on one side, and they found the wing back.
First and 10 for the Bees. They will send wide to the right, Jacob Powell. Redwine is wide to the left. Looks like a wing left is Grayson, and now he'll set up in the fullback of the I formation. The toss is to the right side. Martinez avoids one man in the backfield. There is a flag, possibly for holding back there.
Yes, sir.
As Jesse Valdez was in the backfield and fighting off a blocker to try to get to Martinez, who got only about a yard on the carry. But Valdez could have dropped him back there for a 5-yard loss, and the holding is going to go against the Bees, and it's going to be first and 20.
Well, that's something that the Bees don't want, is to have to be forced into throwing the football. But now against Rockdale, they ran the fullback 2 or 3 times on sort of a draw play or a little screen thing. So they may not be going to Redwine. They may be going sticking with the running game because that is their number one bread and butter.
Powell wide to the right, Redwine wide to the left. The ball is on the near hash mark or the left hash mark or shading the left hash mark. In the backfield, Cody Martinez is the tailback. Denton, the fullback, and the handoff is, no, that
fullback.
Is not Denton. That's Grayson, the fullback, and he gets good yardage over right guard up to about the original line of scrimmage. Give him 10 on the carry, and it's second down and 10.
I told Joe before the ball game that watching the video, when that fullback is not 4 yards deep, he's about 2.5 yards deep, he's going to get the football. Otherwise, he's 4 yards deep, so maybe the yeoman can pick up on that.
That was a 10-yard carry by Grayson Edwards, and now the fullback is Reed Denton. Edwards goes in motion, and the handoff is to Martinez, right side. He's tripped up at the line of scrimmage by Ryan Cullen, a two-yard gain, and it's third down and eight.
And it's a good thing he made that tackle, because we had two defensive backs back there with people in their face. And that boy's got lots of speed, so it was a good tackle by Cullen.
Third down and eight for the Bees, and they will switch out three different offensive players and will send trip receivers wide to the left side. Berriman will go from the spread this time with Martinez in the backfield.
But they've got 83 in the slot.
On a third down and eight from the 47-yard line. And it's a fumble snap, a handoff to Martinez coming back this way, and he is hit and dropped at the line. No, a loss of two by none other than Eddie Luna, the big sophomore linebacker, and it's fourth and ten in a punting situation.
Jesse Valdez was the first one in there to get hold of him and cause him to start stumbling, and then Luna cleaned up.
Fourth and ten, and after picking up an initial first down, the Bees will have to punt it away, and that is the big fullback or tailback.
That's a tailback.
Alex McCullough, who is going to take the snap. He gets the punt off, and it's high, and it will hit at the 32 and take a more or less lateral bounce of about 4 yards down to the 28, and that's where the Yo offense will go to work.
Well, they were not going to punt the ball to our two safeties. That was pretty obvious.
So the Yeomen go to work. 7:40 left here in the first quarter. Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Benton Watson, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Cameron. Texas Farm Bureau, call them in Cameron at 697-6488. Be sure you tell Benton hi for us when you
They've got that big red wine playing safety on the right side, and he's a tall guy, so we may be coming to our right and their left.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Ball is on the left hash mark as the handoff goes to Trayon Smith right up the middle. He's across the 35, the 40, and down at the 40. That's a gain of 12 yards on the first play from scrimmage for the Yeoman, Trayon Smith.
Redwine, the safety on that side, came up and made the tackle.
Good blocking off the left side of the line for the Yeoman. And it's first and 10 from the Yo 40-yard line. Ball is on the left hash mark. Trips go wide right. Nickerson has Smith in the backfield. And he'll take the snap. He will hand off. No, it's a reverse to Aaron Sims. Cuts upfield. He's across the 45 and spins up to the 48-yard line. A gain of 8 yards on the reverse to Aaron Sims.
Once again, Redwine, number 83, that safety on that side, made the play. He's going to be difficult to block. You're just going to have to try to get up in his face and stay in his way.
They gave him actually 8.5 yards. We'll give him 9 on the carry. Second down and a long yard for the Yeoman. Nickerson alone in the backfield, and he will take it and run around the right side. He's got the first hurdles and is hit and dropped at the Academy 46-yard line. That is a gain of 7 yards and a first down for the Yeoman.
Well, they're trying to play. Academy is trying to play a four deep. Two deep safeties, two corners backed off, and then they've instead of having three linebackers, they've got two, and they're dropping them to the outside. So they're trying to keep us from getting anything deep.
Trips go wide to the left side this time. Ball near the right hash as the Yeoman move from our left to right here in the first quarter. Quick pass left side. That is caught by Aaron Sims. Changes directions down the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Aaron Sims, 44 yards.
What a block. A wonderful block by the wide receiver on that side. I'm going to look and see. Number 18 made a heck of a block over there on that play, which sprung him to the outside because he was going to try to run inside and just bounce to the outside and outran Academy.
The extra point coming up, then we'll review your Dons paint and body scoring drive, the first of what we hope is many here tonight, as John Washington will hold for Eric Sanchez on the point after. Movement before the snap, and I'm sure that's going to go against the Yeoman. It does.
Nobody is supposed to move on anything except the snap of the football, and everybody moved except for the holder and the kicker.
And the center.
The center didn't snap the ball because he wasn't supposed to.
Back it up five, and Sanchez will have to make a 25-yard extra point here. Which should not be a problem for Mr. Sanchez. Washington to hold again. Here's the snap. Here's the hold. Here's the kick. And it is good. And with 6:06 remaining in the first quarter, the Yeomen draw first blood on their initial drive of the game and lead it 7-0. We'll recap that scoring drive for you when we come back. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Welcome back. Here's your Dodge Paint and Body scoring drive. After one first down, the Bees had to punt it away, and it rolled dead at the Yo 28-yard line. That's where they went to work. And it took them only about a minute and 34 seconds to go 72 yards in four plays. The big kicker there was the 44-yard catch and mainly run after the catch by Aaron Sims. Into the end zone, the extra point was good, and the Yeomen lead it 7-0.
Once again, we got to reemphasize the fine block thrown out there by Sakori Smith that actually freed him down the sideline.
And now Cody Martinez is in the middle to get the deep snap if Eric Sanchez kicks it that direction. He does not. Short kick. Going to be fielded at the 32-yard line and driven back to the 30 and dropped at the 28. They'll mark him down at the 30, and that's where the Bees will have their second possession of the night.
That's a young man right there that is not used to having the kickoff come to him. And when he got it, he had no idea where to go and just got swallowed up.
Looked like he was wanting to find somebody to hand it off to.
But I'm going to tell you, the Bumblebees have been behind before. The Bumblebees are going to keep running the football at you and trying to get you off guard and get the big pass to Redwine, so the Cameron Yeoman defense still had their hands full.
First and 10, I formation behind Berriman. One wide receiver to each side. The handoff to the tailback, that is McCullough, and he is stacked up at the line for no gain. Good job between the tackles there by the Yo defense.
Well, I mentioned earlier that the center for Academy is the best I have seen, but I'm going to tell you what, right this minute, DeAndre is having a good ball game.
Give him a short yard statistically, and it's second down and a long nine. Wide receiver to each side again. Slot left, movement, no flags. Quick pass, Berriman going up. And Trey Lewis was out there guarding, never looked up to see where the ball was or might have been able to pick that one off. It goes incomplete.
Well, I don't know what he was looking for because that ball was laying out there. He came underneath the receiver. The receiver could have made the catch.
Jacob Powell, the intended receiver, and it's third down and nine now for the Bees. Powell again wide to the right. Redwine, silent so far tonight, wide to the left, at least on offense.
I'm telling you, he's the guy they're going to go to, so you got to be, let those other guys, you got to cover them, but you got to keep 83 under control.
You got a wing left. That's Cody Martinez and a shotgun formation and a screen play. It is caught by McCullough. He is hit, drives up to the 40, the 38-yard line. But it's going to be about 2 yards short of the first and a big decision here early in this one for the Academy Bumblebees.
I don't think so. They don't want the Cameron Yeoman offense to have the ball. But what do I know?
They sure don't want him to have it at the 38.
I'd be looking for the fake here.
Fourth down and a yard and a half. They need the 40. The ball is on the 38-and-a-half-yard line. And 7 seconds left on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry to get this snap off. They're in punt formation down to 3-2-1, and they're not going to do it. Delay of game against the Academy Bees. They weren't even paying attention to the clock unless they got a timeout called on the sideline. I think they did. Coach over on the sidelines got that timeout call just in time. We'll take a break with them. When we come back, the Bees are in an apparent punting situation. 4:39 left in the first, 7-0 Yeoman.
It's your home away from home.
The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
McCullough gets the kickoff, and it will roll dead at the 35-yard line. That is McCullough's second punt of the night that is not returned by the Yeoman. It rolls dead at the 35, and the Yeoman have it first and 10.
I'll tell you why I think they took that timeout. I think they were looking to see how the Yeoman were lined up, and when they saw we had a single safety, they realized that the fake was not going to be as good if we'd had both safeties, so they just took the penalty and punted the ball.
Well, they took the timeout.
Yeah, but, that's right. Took the timeout.
They were really running short on time on the play clock as well. Before they even went to the punt formation, they had 7 seconds to do it.
But they aren't going to punt it deep to us, I can tell you that. They're angling to the sideline.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman from the left hash mark. Nickerson has Trayon Smith to his right in the backfield and will take the snap and drop back. Whistles. Apparently somebody moved. Illegal procedure against the Yeoman. So it'll back him up five as the false start. Second one of the night for the Yeoman. The first one came on an extra point. 4:28 left in the first quarter. Brought to you tonight by Benton Watson, your Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent. Call 254-697-6488. First and 15 for the Yeoman. Twins to each side. Nickerson will take the snap. Quick pass left side. That one is caught again by Sims. He's across the 35 up to the 37-yard line, 8-yard line, and out of bounds. A gain of 8. And it's second down and 7 for the Yeoman.
Once again, Redwine. The safety on that side coming up to make the tackle.
He may be a tired guy by the end of the night.
I hope it's from playing defense.
Second down and 7 for the Yeoman. They need the 45. Blitz showing. Nickerson bubble screen to Vargas, and he is hammered behind the line of scrimmage. His forward progress will get him to the 36, and that's a loss of 2.
Well, there was absolutely nobody out here blocked anybody from the secondary. The cornerback, the outside linebacker, and the safety were all there. So somebody busted an assignment, so now the Cameron Yeoman is looking at a big 3rd and 9.
Again, they need the 45. The Yeoman lead it 7-0, scoring on a 72-yard, 4-play drive in their opening drive of the game.
And they've got Redwine switching from side to side. Redwine's now over on this side.
Twins again to both sides. Nickerson dropping back. It's a draw to Trayon Smith. He's up across the 40, but he won't get to the 45, and it'll be a fourth down for the Yeoman. 4th down and 5 for the Yeoman and a punting situation.
That penalty was costly.
Trey Lewis to punt it away. Cody Martinez, the lone safety back there to receive the punt. And you don't want to kick it to him either.
Well, single safety, we ought to kick it away from him.
Lewis on his kind of run punt is going to be, it's going to hit and take a roll inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line. So very good punt by Trey Lewis.
Anytime you let a punt hit the ground, you have the average is losing 15 yards, and that safety did not come up and make the play.
They're going to mark it at the 18-yard line. 2:21 left here in the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play. Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent, presents the first quarter of Cameron Yeoman football all season long right here on the ranch. You can call him at 697-6488 for all of your insurance needs. Wing right, I formation, toss to McCullough, the tailback. He is hit and driven back. DeAndre Adams a punishing blow at a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Well, there's probably not a whole lot of difference in weight between McCullough and DeAndre Adams, but DeAndre won that battle.
He's appears to be a little quicker.
Second down, and we'll call it 10. It's about 10 and a half.
The O defense is not lining up in their defense. They're waiting for the academy coach to signal in the play, and then they jump around and go to what they're going to line up in.
Second down and 10, I formation again, slot right, and it's going to be a pass. Berriman wants to throw a pass. He's got a man in the short, in the flat, and a great tackle by Trey Lewis after the catch at the 22-yard line.
They slipped the wing back into the flat.
That was Grayson Edwards on the catch. It goes for 4 yards, and it's third down and 6. And again, they switch in 3 players offensively from the bench, and they will send trip receivers to the left. That is the wide side of the field as the ball is on the right hash mark. The Bees are moving from our right to left toward the clock end zone here in the first quarter. Third down and 6. They need the 28-yard line. Berriman, quick pass across the middle, incomplete. That was intended for Killian Masig, and it's incomplete on a great coverage there.
Anytime the quarterback, I noticed this one when they were warming up as well, anytime he takes the ball and does not drop back or sprint out, he's going to throw a real short 5 or 6 yard pass, trying to hit it real quick, and the Yeomen were all over it.
Aaron Sims, the lone safety, as McCullough will punt for the third time tonight, and he gets the snap and the punt off, and he angles it to the far side. It's going to hit at the 48, roll down to the 35 before Sims picks it up. He's looking for room. He is so quick. Across the 45, midfield, and a tackle-saving touchdown by number 74 at the 45-yard line, number 74, Buddy King, but there is a flag on the
flag down about the 48-yard line in Cameron into the field.
That typically on a return means a block in the back or holding or something against the return team, and we'll see what that means. The ball, the flag is at the 49.
Block in the back.
So they'll mark it from the 49 back to the 39-yard line, and the Yeoman will have it from there.
Guys are coached. If you can see the back of their number, do not put a hand on them. But sometimes it's very hard, and sometimes the guy can turn on you after you've made the decision to get him, and so it's tough sometimes when you're blocking in the open field.
37 seconds left here in our first quarter of play. Yeoman lead it 7-0. This is their third possession. Their first one was a touchdown drive. The second one resulted in a punt, and we're starting the third possession of the night. Trips go to the wide side of the field. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right side. Ball is on the right hash mark. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith, who stutter steps and then goes north for about 2 yards or maybe 3 yards to the 42.
Well, I'll tell you, they're gambling up front, as Coach said they would do. They've got 3. Sometimes they'll bring a linebacker, an inside one or an outside one. They guessed right that time. But if they guess wrong and he gets to that secondary, Redwine will be having to make a lot of tackles.
Jordan Wells and Sakori Smith wide to the left. It's Sims and Vargas wide to the right. Quick pass across the middle to Vargas. He's got it across the 45, the 40. It's a foot race to the 30. He is going to score a touchdown. Vincent Vargas, 58 yards.
Too much speed.
The final play of the first quarter results in a 58-yard touchdown catch by Vincent Vargas from Reed Nickerson, and the Yeomen are up 13-0. Here is the extra point as Washington will hold for Eric Sanchez. And it is all perfect. And with no time left in the first quarter of play, we head to the second, 14-0 Yeomen. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
And here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman took over at their own 39-yard line after the third punt of the night by McCullough of the Bees. And Trayon Smith goes for about 3 yards, and then Reed Nickerson hooks up with Vincent Vargas over the middle for about a 10-yard catch downfield, and the rest was Vincent Vargas outrunning the defense. 58-yard touchdown from Nickerson to Vargas. The extra point was good. And the Yeomen are up 14-0. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Your second.
That's the Yeoman taking advantage of that coverage. They're playing the corners back. They're playing the safeties deep. The outside linebacker is trying to get to the outside. And what they're doing is running the receivers down just about 10 yards and just bringing them across the middle a little bit and hitting them. And then if you get them in the open field, they've got too much speed for Academy. Unless number 12 is chasing them, but
well, apparently the penalty was either declined.
It was declined.
Okay. Penalty declined. There's no mark off on the kickoff, so the Yeoman will be booting it away from the 40-yard line and will be moving toward the clock end zone here in the second quarter play.
It was an illegal defensive substitution. Yeah.
Sanchez tees it up, and he boots this one deep. And it's going to be fielded by Cody Martinez at about the 8-yard line. And Cody is up the middle to about the 30. And the Bees will have it first and 10 from their 30-yard line.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman had a lot of trouble last week with kickoff coverage. They were bringing it back close to the 40 and sometimes into our end of the field, but Academy is trying to run it straight up the middle with all their, like a wedge, and the Cameron Yeoman have covered it well.
Chris Warbrick coming wide to the right this time, I formation and a slot right, under center goes Berriman, and he will hand off to the tailback, that is Martinez around the left side. He's brought down by the shirt at the 35, giving 5 yards. He almost got the corner on the O defense.
Well, he's very quick. He's very quick to the outside.
Second down and 5 for the Bees. Again, wide to the right goes Chris Warbrick. Grayson Edwards will be in the wing right. It's Denton, the fullback, and Martinez, the tailback, as Berriman will go under center here on a second down and 5.
Well, I'm wondering, Alex McCullough went out on about the first or second play. He's the big, strong tailback, and he's not been back in the game so far.
Except a punt. And here's a toss to the tailback again, Cody Martinez, and Cody dives up to about the 40, and that'll be enough to move the chains for the Bumblebees.
Well, the safety came up and did not make the play. Safety came up and had a shot at him after after he picked up about 2 or 3 yards and just missed him, and he lunged forward for the first down.
From the 40, the Bees go to work, and they will send Redwine wide to the left this time. That's the short side of the field. Ball is on the left hash mark. And I guess the Bees are just letting the clock wind down. Lots of standing.
Well, they're getting
time.
A signal from the coaches on the sideline.
Yeah, but it's taking a long time. Here's a toss to the right side to the tailback, Martinez. He's in traffic. And stopped after about a yard gain. DeAndre Adams out there, Ryan Cullen, Lance Green, all out there for the Yeoman.
I'm telling you what, clog
the hole up.
That nose guard is moving around today. He is from sideline to sideline.
Give him 2 on the carry, second down and 8.
And I'm going to tell you, without McCullough in there as the big running tailback, I think you're going to see them try to go outside a lot more than they are pounding it like they've been doing.
Red wine wide to the left, and it's going to be a handoff to Grayson Edwards. He's hit in the backfield. There's a flag. He makes his way across the line of scrimmage for a positive gain of 2 yards. We'll see what the flag in the backfield is. Oh, that might not have been a flag. That might have been a towel. I think it was. A gain of 2. Nope. Maybe it was a flag. No, it was a towel. Yeah. So they'll move the ball up to the 39, where it is third down and a long 6. Red wine again wide to the left. Jalon Bryant is defending red wine for the Omen. Denton, the fullback. Martinez, the tailback. And Berriman goes under center now. And he will throw it, dropping straight back. They're going to go deep. Airing it out. Red wine is back there.
The two defensive backs that were back there stopped running and jumped up. If they'd have kept going, they might have had the interception, but they stopped and jumped up and tipped the ball, and Redwine almost made the catch.
Yeah, that was a long pass downfield. First one down there to Redwine, but the Yeoman had 3 defenders by the time that ball floated in. Well defended by the Yeoman. Here's the punt, and it's a high knuckler. It's going to be fair caught by John Washington at the 28-yard line. So with 9:08 remaining, the Yeoman lead it 14-0. 9:08 left in the second quarter, and the Yeoman have the ball first and 10 from their own 20. Let's see where they put the ball down. Never can tell. Maybe the 29-yard line. Our second quarter tonight brought to you by Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron.
Well, the way they're playing their secondary, they're not about to let us get deep.
Trips go wide to the left. The ball is on the right hash mark. Vargas alone wide to the right. And Nickerson will throw to the left side. He's got Aaron Sims again looking for some blocks in a hole. Stutter steps, gets across the 30, 35, 40, 45, and out of bounds, up near midfield, across midfield, into Academy territory, all the way down up to the 48-yard line.
Well, we had good blocking out here. They were entertaining the secondary, but I'm going to tell you, his quick feet, he just ran all around and threw them.
22 yards on the catch and run by Aaron Sims. First and 10, Yeoman. Academy 48. Hand off to Trayon Smith up the middle. He's got some room. Ran over a guy, but then couldn't get away from him at the 42-yard line. Good, tough run by Trayon Smith of about 7 yards.
That's a safety coming up. Safety that's in there. Red Wine's getting a rest.
Second down and 3 for the Yeoman from the Academy 41-yard line. It's Vargas, Wells, and Sims wide right. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. Be a good time to go deep to Smith, huh? Nickerson dropping back, looking for Smith, going deep for Smith, down the sideline, wide open, touchdown, Yeoman. Did I call that?
You called it. The cornerback over here bit on a. He went down and made a little move inside, and the cornerback, instead of staying back, stepped up, and when he did, Sakori Smith was past him.
41-yard connection on a deep pass down the near sideline from Reed Nickerson to Sakori Smith, and the Yeoman are up 20-0. 8:18 left here in the second quarter. Here is the extra point. And Eric Sanchez boots it through, and there's a flag. No, it's no good. Wide left, and a flag on the play as well. We'll see what the flag is.
Well, usually if it's in the end zone,
it's against the defense.
Yeah, usually.
Well, while they're sorting that out, let's take a look at that Don's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Illegal substitution.
The Yeoman will get a second chance at the extra point. That was a 2-play, 71-yard drive. I tell you what, the Yeo offense is in full motion tonight. 22-yard Sims catch. And 41-yard Sakori Smith TD catch. And the Yeoman are up 20-0. Here comes your extra point try once again. I'm missing some yardage there somehow. I must have missed a play in that. Because 22 and 41 don't equal 71. Here's the Eric Sanchez kick again. And it's up. This one's a little lower, but it's, again, he pulls it wide left. So the extra point fails, but the Yo offense may not need the extra points tonight. It's 20 to nothing, 8:18 left in the second quarter, and the Yeomen are like a well-greased machine right now. Lots of time left. We're back in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. That was a three-play drive. 22-yard Aaron Sims catch, run by Trayon Smith, and then the 41-yard catch by Sha'Cory Smith from Reed Nickerson down the Yo sidelines for the punch in that drive, and the extra point failed even after getting a second chance. Well, so with 8:18 remaining in the second, the Yeomen lead it 20 to nothing.
The Bumblebees are missing their big tailback who's got injured and their fullback who did not suit up. And that's the main state.
Here's the kickoff. It is deep, fielded at the 14-yard line by Cody Martinez. He's up to the 25 and driven out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 26-yard line.
What I was saying a minute ago is that the big tailback, who is their power runner, and their fullback, who's about the same size, a great blocker, both of them are out of the ballgame. Fardy, the fullback, is not even suited up. And 12, McCullough, went out on the first or second play. And so they've not got the two big backs in there to do all their running. Unless number 12 is in now, he may be back.
He's the tailback now as Behrman goes under center. It's Edwards, the fullback, and Edwards gets the call right up the middle. And he dives across the 30 to the 34-yard line, a good gain on a gaping hole over the right side.
Well, I'm telling you, they got to just watch him, because if he doesn't line up 4 yards deep, he's going to get the football. He telegraphs it all night long.
8-yard pickup by Edwards, second down and two. Wide to the right this time for the Bees is Jacob Powell. Red Wine is wide to the left. Ball is on the right hash mark. I formation behind Behrman, and the handoff goes to McCullough, and he is across the 35 to the 37, and that'll move the chains for the Bees.
Now, he's a big, powerful back. I'm going to tell you that. But now he's going out. But he's a big, powerful back, and he usually runs inside. But Martinez is back in.
Troy and Larga Vista battling it. It's 7-all there. And let's see, McGregor is up now 21 to nothing. That has playoff ramifications for possibly the Cameron Yeoman. One wide receiver to each side as Behrman goes under center. He's got a tailback about 5 yards behind him, and that is Cody Martinez, who gets the handoff and is hit in the backfield. Jesse Valdez and Eddie Luna both wrap him up for about a 2-yard loss.
Well, I want to tell you something. I told you from the video that this was the best offensive center that I had seen in the district. Jesse Valdez is having a field day. DeAndre Adams.
Is also all over the field tonight.
Well, that's the nose guard, and he's all over the place.
Second down and 12, I formation. Again, wide receivers to each side. And flags, motion, and all kinds of stuff. We'll see. This is going to back the Bees up 5 yards. We'll have our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you coming up in our Germania halftime report. We'll also bring you the Yohai School marching band performance presented by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. And we'll draw a name for our Rattlers touchdown quarter. That's our third quarter where if we score a touchdown, the recipient receives a $30 gas card from Rattlers. We'll draw a name from the registration box at halftime. Wide to the right is Red Wine. I formation and a wing right. And it's a pass as it's a quick pass out to the near side. And great defense by the Cameron Yeoman. Titus Lewis just snuffed out Edwards behind the line of scrimmage for another big loss. A loss of seven on the pass completion. And it's third down and 21.
Well, right this minute, we've got one-on-one coverage with Red Wine. Our safeties are not moving out. They're staying right at home. And so evidently they're now he's at a slot back. He's a slot position. He'll be able to get deep in a hurry.
Trips go wide to the left. The wide side of the field as Berriman goes from the gun, and he will look right. It's a draw play to Cody Martinez, and Martinez is drugged down at the 32-yard line. So that's a gain of about 7 yards, but they needed 21, and it's fourth and long, and the punting unit comes on.
That and the screen pass to go along with throwing the ball to Red Wine are their best offensive weapons as far as the passing game goes, and they almost broke that one, but somebody made a good tackle.
Y'all are going to put two safeties back, John Washington and Aaron Sims, as McCullough will punt it away. And he gets the punt off end over end. Washington will field it at the 40. Coming to the near side and then handing off to Sims going up the sidelines. Sims across midfield, comes back to the near side, gives up some yardage, but he's got the speed to make up for it. Across the 45, the 40, the 35. He darts another one and picks up a block. There are flags everywhere. He's inside the 15 and down to the 10-yard line, but this one is going to be marked from about the 25-yard line on an illegal block.
Could not keep from blocking the guy in the back. I'm telling you, didn't need that block. But
is Aaron
somebody
Sims
got it.
Fun to watch or what?
Oh, man. He's got quick feet, and he's got too much speed for our academy.
He's one player you can say, yeah, you can give up 5 yards. Because you can turn the corner if you do that. But it's going to be a block in the back against the Yeoman from the 29 of Academy. So the Yeoman still will have great field position. They'll start this drive at the Academy 39-yard line. After the great return by Aaron Sims. 4:25 left here in our second quarter. And the Yeoman will go to work from the Academy 39-yard line. They'll send Vincent Vargas to the wide side of the field along with Aaron Sims. It is Wells and Sakori Smith wide to the left. From the 39-yard line, the Yeoman go to work. Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. Nickerson will take the snap. He will hand off to Trayon right side up the middle across the 30, the 25, spinning free and keeping those legs going finally down to the 24-yard line before they can wrestle him to the ground.
Well, Academy has changed their defense again. They've gone to a four-man front now instead of a three. They've gone to four, and they've brought a linebacker in on that play. Now, if they stay with that, wide receivers are going to be open. If they don't, Trayon's going to run.
That was a 15-yard run by Trayon Smith to the Academy 24, and it's another first down for the Yeoman. Twin receivers each side. 20-0, the Yeoman lead it and are threatening once again. Nickerson, quick pass, left side. Sakori Smith caught it, breaks down the sideline, inside the 15 and out of bounds. At the 13-yard line goes Sakori Smith, and that will move the chains once again for the Yeoman.
Cornerback on this side made the big mistake, and he let him have the sideline. You cannot let that receiver have the sideline. Your help is all inside, and he didn't take it away from Sakori, and he went and got the yardage.
Trips go wide to the right. Sakori Smith again wide to the left. Ball is on the left hash mark. The Yeoman are moving toward the clock end zone here in the second quarter. Down, 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 down. Dickerson checking the sideline. He'll take the snap, and he will hand off to Trayon up the middle. He's got a seam inside the 5-yard line, and down to the 4 goes Trayon Smith. That's a gain of about 9 yards.
Better give that offensive line some credit. They were going away from us, and there was a huge hole in there. I'm telling you, they're blocking that defensive line for Academy.
Second down and 1 from the 4. And
looks like they're going to measure.
I think they've got an Academy player. No, that's an official that's on a knee waiting for the chains. Yeah, it was. So it could have been a 10-yard pickup by Trayon Smith. Here's the stretch, and it is first and goal for the Yeoman from the 4-yard line. Our second quarter tonight, again, is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue of Cameron, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown. So it wasn't a first. Now they're setting one official marked motion first and 10. But it is going to be inches short, apparently.
I don't know. They can't figure it out.
So they are setting the ball at the hash mark using the chains. So it is second and inches from the 4-yard line.
Look for a direct snap.
Yeoman will spread the field again with two receivers each side. Trayon is to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. It is second and inches from the Academy 4-yard line. And a high snap, and the handoff is to Trayon, and he bangs his way down close to the goal line. No motion yet. There it is. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Offensive line once again doing a good job. There's no penetration.
So your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive this time, a 39-yard drive in 4 plays, and the 15-yard Trayon Smith run was capped off by the 4-yard Trayon Smith touchdown run, and the Yeoman are up 26-0. Here is the extra point. Sanchez is degenerating. But that one sneaked through the bottom left corner of the upright. I don't know how. It was a line drive, and it just made it through the bottom left corner.
Field goal kickers are like pole vaulters. There's no telling what they're going to do.
But the extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 27-0 with 3:26 left in the second quarter. We're back in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. For more than 25 years, you've been able to find EBCO Development in the phone book. How many other companies are still listed along with us? It's a good question. Check it out and see for yourself. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Quality remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. That's EBCO Development. Call us first at 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman are in control of this one here in the first half, 27-0, and really the Bees have yet to even threaten against the Yo defense.
Well, like I mentioned, they're starting, their big fullback and big tailback are not in the ball game.
This is Jaleel Pope to tee it off, a high short kick, angle to the near side. It will bounce and be taken at the 23-yard line, giving up yardage, and then spun all the way back at the 15-yard line was Killian Masig. And you know, Coach, you got to scout the Yeoman and know you just can't do that with this speed.
Don't run sideways.
Or backwards.
Well, I don't care if you run backwards, but just don't run sideways because there's too much speed out there. Most people have had their success running right straight at us.
So they mark it at the 17-yard line, and that's where the Academy Bees will start this drive. First and 10 with 3:19 left here in the first half. Red wine wide to the left, one man wide to the right, and McCullough in there. Here's a pump fake and a quarterback sack as Berriman is smothered, and a flag comes in at the end of the tackle.
Well, unless my eyes are failing me, one of their guys tackled one of ours.
That may be. No, it's face
no,
mask
it's a
against
face
the
mask.
Yeoman. Well, that's unfortunate because that was a big loss on a great surge by the Yo defensive line, but somebody got a hold of a face mask, and it's going to give the Bees a 15-yarder. Instead of losing five, they're going to get 15. That's a basically a 20-yard field position penalty. And a first and 10 for the Bees. Well, the playoffs have started early down in Lago Vista, and they're playing like it down there. Troy and Lago knotted up at 14 with 3:27 left in the first half.
Yep.
Wide to the left goes Chris Warbrick. Wide to the right is Jacob Powell. McCullough is the tailback, and Edwards is the fullback. Berriman goes under center. And
there
he will
is.
Hand off to the fullback, who dives to about the 34-yard line for a gain of two. They may give him the 35. If so, it'd be three on the carry.
He's quick. He's quick. But he's only lined up 2.5 yards deep, so he can take that ball that quick. And one of those linebackers has got to look up and see that he's not 4 yards deep.
Second down and seven now from the 35. I formation as Berriman will go under center, and now he's going to check the sideline and possibly change the play. Clock rolling with 2:20 left in the first half. And the handoff again to the fullback.
Yep.
And he is stacked up. No gain on the play.
You can see from here, that when he's not 4 yards deep.
DeAndre Adams, Eddie Luna on the tackle. No gain. It's third down and seven. And I guess the Yeoman might have used a timeout
they
here
did.
To preserve some clock. That's the last thing Academy wants to do is give it back to this exploding Yo offense, who have exploded for, I think they've had only one drive that resulted in a punt. The other four have resulted in touchdowns. Our second quarter tonight, again, brought to you by Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners. Don't forget, coming at halftime, we will look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard from schools all over Central Texas, still vying for not only seedings in the playoffs, but for playoffs alone. It's some of those teams like Troy and Lago, it's do or die. Coming back to the line of scrimmage after the O timeout, twin receivers to both sides as Berriman will go from the spread. He's got McCullough in the backfield with him on a third down and seven. Dropping straight back, looking left, and going to throw across the middle to Redwine. Hits him in the hands in traffic, but he still had a chance to catch it up around midfield and dropped it. Well, the incomplete pass stops the clock and will force a punting situation for the Bees, and the Yeoman will have plenty of time here to add to their lead. Fourth down and seven from the 35. McCullough back to do the punting as Washington and Sims are back to receive it. And it's a McCullough felt like he didn't have time. Stuttered through the first wave of defenders and then got the punt off. And it's going to roll or be killed at the 46-yard line. So he was lucky he didn't get tackle number one. Number two, that he didn't get that punt blocked after the second wave came through.
Absolutely.
And then he got it off, and it goes to the 46-yard line for a very short punt, but the Yeoman will have it 54 yards away.
Well, right this minute, the Yeoman defense is dictating what they're going to do. Of course, being down by 27 points, you don't have a whole lot of choice, but the defense is doing what they need to do.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. Going back the other way, they'll send trips to the right, one man wide to the left. And Nickerson will hand off. No, fake reverse going downfield for Smith. The pass is broken up down at the 15-yard line. Sakori Smith just couldn't come down with it. Great defense out there by Craymon Myers of the Bees, though. And he didn't bite on that fake reverse.
No, but he's the one that got fooled a while ago when he ran the fake slant in and went deep. So I don't think we might be able to throw the short pass on him all night long because he is playing way back.
Yeah, he's giving
Smith, 8 yards deep.
He's giving Smith almost 10 yards. Twins again to both sides. There's the draw play to Trayon Smith, and he is breaking tackles. Coming to the near side now, he crosses midfield, the 45, the 40. He's inside the 35 and is driven out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
Stop the clock.
22 yards on the run by Trayon Smith, and it stops the clock with him going out of bounds with 1:42 left in the half. Yeoman lead it 27-0, looking to add to that right here late in the first half. It's been all Yeoman here in this one tonight. Trips go wide to the right, so Corey Smith alone wide to the left. From the 32-yard line, first and 10, Yeoman. Rick Nickerson will throw. Quick pass left side, incomplete, in and out of the hands of Sakori Smith.
Yep.
At about the 26-yard line.
That's that out pattern we were talking about being wide open, and it was. He just couldn't hold on to it. We're right through his hands. Beautiful pass.
Second down and 10 from the 32 now. His clock stopped with a minute 38 left in the half.
Aaron Sims on the sideline. I think he got stepped on or got kicked in the shin or something. He's just limping a little bit, but he's not in the ball game right this minute.
John Washington is the receiver taking Sims' place. Here's a draw play to Trayon. Trayon's inside the 30, down to the 25, and brought down at the 24-yard line, a gain of about 8 yards. Clock rolling.
Can't say enough about that offensive line so far here in the first half. They have done a great job.
Sims back in. Washington back out now offensively for the Yeomans. Third down and 2. Quick snap. Trayon again looking for a hole, and he is fighting for yardage. He's not going to get the first, and it's going to be fourth and short.
Well, they brought all their linebackers that time, and the Yeomen were not able to pick them all up.
Fourth down and 2 now for the Yeomen, and the Yeomen are going to call a timeout. We'll take a break with them with 54 seconds remaining. It's 4th and 2 from the Academy 24-yard line. When we come back, the Yeomen are up 27-0. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Fall is perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
All right, welcome back as the Yeomen are going to try to pick up at least 2 yards here and keep the drive going on a 4th down and 2 from the Academy 24-yard line. Nickerson will take the snap. He's going to hand off to Trayon right up the middle, wide open, inside the 10, 5, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Trayon Smith, 24 yards.
Put trips to this side. One receiver to the other, and gave off. And that offensive line opened up a hole on the right side. And Trayon didn't have any problem till about the 5 when he ran into one of the safeties.
33-0. Trayon Smith, the workhorse in that drive that took 6 plays to go 54 yards. And he had a 22-yard run and then the 24-yard TD run on a 4th down and 2. Here is the extra point from Eric Sanchez. Jordan Wells to do the holding, and this one is going to be wide to the right and no good. Not sure why Wells was holding instead of Washington. That's a different wrinkle, but it goes wide right this time. And our score remains 33-0, 47 seconds left in the half. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Seal it up for less during November at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. Right now, you get fillet spray foam in a 10-ounce can for just $3.49. This handy tool permanently seals cracks and openings. Fill out your spaces with 180% expansion. That space hard to reach? This can spray upside down. So get your can now for just $3.49 while supplies last this November at Anderle Lumber Company, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Welcome back. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, your 7th one of the night, no, the 5th one of the night for the Yeomen. 54 yard, six play drive that Trayon had most of the yardage in. 22 yard run and a 24 yard touchdown run, totaling 46 yards of those 54 yards. The extra point failed by Eric Sanchez, but the Yeomen are in command here 33 to nothing. 47 seconds left in the first half. Jaleel Polk will tee it up, angle it to the near side, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 18 yard line. So the option rests with the Bees.
I imagine they're going to take it at the 30. Cameron Yeoman having a little trouble with their kicking game here tonight.
As we see what the Bees are going to do, they will take it at the 30-yard line. And with 47 seconds left, what do you do here, Coach? Do you try to make a big play, or do you just go to the locker room?
I think I'd be looking for a screen pass, a draw play, something.
Something safe but sneaky.
Yeah, but you better cover 83 out there, I can tell you that.
Jaylon Bryant one-on-one with Redwine out wide to the left. That's the wide side of the field as Berriman from the near hash mark goes under center. I formation, Edwards in motion to the near side. And it's a draw play to Cody Martinez around the left side, and Cody is going to be hit at the 36 and dropped after about a six-yard run. He stays in bounds, and the clock continues to run. Now we have a, clock stopped momentarily.
Flag on the ground.
And we'll see what the flag is. It's right where the tackle was made, and it's going to be a personal foul face mask against the Yeoman. That's the second one of those against the Yeoman tonight.
Well, the Yeoman are not doing themselves any favors with their penalties here tonight. That's their sixth one. And you can't do that except you got a 33-point lead. But when you're playing in against a good football team, that's going to cost you.
Well, I saw on a blog, Coach, where one of the Rockdale players said, "I can't believe I'm ever saying this, but go yo."
Mm-hmm.
And they are beating Florence tonight, so it looks like Rockdale might get the top seed here if the Yeoman hold on to this win. Wide receiver to the right side. The handoff is to the fullback, and he is going to be spun down at the 45-yard line. And Academy is going to stop the clock now. That was Dent on the carry.
Well, they're going to try to get 83 deep and throw the ball up. Either that or the screen pass, I can tell you right now.
Ball is at the Yo 44-yard line, mainly because of a face mask penalty. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. It is second down and six now for the Bees from the Yo 44. The Bees haven't been in Yo territory very much tonight.
No, they haven't. Cameron Yeoman defense has done an admirable job. But as I mentioned before, without that big running fullback and that big running tailback, they've got a speedster and they've got a quick guy at fullback. I don't know what kind of blocker he is. He's not like that big number 40. But I'm sure they wanted to take the ball and control it and keep the ball away from our offense, and they have not been able to do that here in the first half.
Here we go as the Bees will send wide to the right Patrick Hernandez. Trips go wide to the left. Redwine is the slot receiver at the left side. One man in the backfield. That is it's Martinez, and he will get the handoff. He is going to be swallowed up by DeAndre Adams.
And Green.
And it's a gain of 2 yards, and it's third down and four.
44 and 60 all over him.
And we are under 5 seconds to play. They may not get this snap off. They're going to try to. 3-2. Here's the snap. Last play, it's a fumble snap. He picks it up. Throws it, and it is incomplete on the near side, intended for Patrick Hernandez, and that is the end of the first half. Domination in all phases of the game in the first half by the Cameron Yeoman. They lead this one 33 to nothing at the half. We're back in just a moment.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Ruvok, your Germania insurance agent in Cameron.
Well, welcome back here on the Germania Halftime Report now, as we will bring you the Yo High School Marching Band performance tonight. Academy Band will take the field first, and then it's the Yo High School Marching Band presented by Ideal Poultry. Also coming up in our halftime report, we will have our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you, and our halftime stats also with the best statistician in the booth. Chandler Barton. Take off, bud.
Okay, here are your first half stats. The Yeomen completed 6 first downs, and they completed 7 out of 9 passes with no interceptions for a total of 183 passing yards. The Yeomen rushed for 124 yards for a total of 251 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeomen is Aaron Sims with 75 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeomen is Trayon Smith with 108 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. The Yeomen had 6 penalties for a total of 60 yards and no fumbles. Academy completed 5 first downs and completed 4 out of 9 passes with no interceptions for 13 passing yards. The Academy rushed for 62 yards for a total of 75 yards. The leading receiver for the Bumblebees was Alex McCullough with 7 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Bumblebees is Cody Martinez with 31 rushing yards. The Bumblebees had 4 penalties for a total of 25 yards and no fumbles in this first half.
All right. Thank you, Chandler. The first half stats are indicative of the scoreboard. The Yeomen are in control here, Coach, in just about every facet of the game.
Oh, they have. It's just been a dominating ball game for the Cameron offense. The offense is just the speed has been the difference there. The offensive line has done a great job because Trayon's got 108 yards here at the half. But the defense has been the real difference, because we were worried about them running that football. And as we've mentioned before, they don't have the big, strong fullback and tailback in there. But they've got still got the same offensive line. But the Cameron Yeoman defense has really risen up and played very good football here in the first half. And the offensive line has done an excellent job. Nobody has been near Reed Nickerson when he's been passing the ball. Of course, we've been throwing a lot of short passes because they're playing their corners back about 8 yards, and then their safeties are back about 12 yards. So they're not trying. They're trying to keep anybody from getting deep on them, which means that medium area in there is where we can hit them, and that's what we've been doing, hitting them with a short pass and then letting our speed take advantage of them. So it's just been a very dominating first half for the Cameron Yeomen.
Yes, it has. The Yeomen actually won the toss and elected to defer, so they didn't even get the ball first. But after about a 7-play drive, Academy was forced to punt, and the Yeoman would go 72 yards in 4 plays. A 44-yard Sims touchdown catch put the Yeoman on the board quickly, 7-0. The Yeoman would have to punt in their second possession of the night, but then they would score in their 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th possessions of the night. So one punt out of 7 possessions.
Not bad.
You'll take that all night long.
Oh, yeah.
For a half. And, of course, the Yeoman will get the ball first in the third quarter to start the third quarter. Coach, we'll do the coach's corner a little bit later on, but, the Academy, they're going to they come into this game with high hopes of winning the district.
Yes, they did.
This is a team that beat Rockdale.
Yes, it is. Beat Lago Vista. They had the big three. They had Rockdale, Lago Vista, and Cameron to play. And I mentioned before we started that if they can run that gamut, they deserve to win the district championship. But they have run into a buzzsaw here in Cameron. They don't have the speed to stay with the Cameron Yeoman receivers. And the offensive line is dominating their defensive line. And Trayon Smith is running at will, 108 yards in the first half. So, it's just been a domination by the Cameron Yeoman.
Well, you you got to think back to when the Yeoman played Troy. It seemed like they kicked their game up a notch. They almost shut out the Trojans, allowing a field goal late in the game. They beat Lago Vista. Great defense there. And then they almost shut out Florence last week. And here they are pitching a shutout against the Bees at halftime here tonight. So not only is the offense just, I mean, they're a well-greased machine. The Yo defense is just really playing lights out over the last three or four weeks.
Yes, sir. You're right. And without, like I said, I've watched video on Academy, and that big fullback pounding up in there and that big fullback leading the big tailback has been their offense. And then they'll bring 21 in, Martinez, and pitch to him, and he'll go wide. But they don't have that 1-2 punch between the tackles in there right this minute. They've got the fullback, but I'm hoping that at the half somebody will have told them that if when that fullback lines up 2.5 yards deep instead of 4, he's going to get the football, because every time he lines up there, he gets the football. But it's just been domination by the Cameron Yeoman all over the place.
Well, we saw McCullough after the first couple of plays. He limped off, but he has since come back in the second quarter and played some tailback, but sparingly.
Yes, and it looks to me like that ankle might be a little, just a little ginger on it. And it's hard when you don't have, I don't know how big the fullback is. I'm going to say he's 215 or better. But when that guy is not back there leading through that hole, and you've got about a 165-pound fullback leading through there instead, it's hard to pound the ball inside those tackles.
But, you know, they had the quick burst by Grayson Edwards, and all season long you look on film, and he's had great success not needing that leading blocker. It's just a quick burst that he gets the handoff from 2.5 yards back, and he's into the backfield right away. He's had a real good success throughout the season doing that. The Yeoman have stopped that fairly well tonight. He's had a couple of five-plus yards running, but for the most part, the Yeoman have bottled him up. And then Cody Martinez, their fastback that likes to turn the corner and get out on the edge, and the O defense has really strung him out. Now, he's been a shirt tackle away a couple of times from getting loose from the Yeoman.
Right.
But he just hasn't had that extra step that's needed to do that, as the Yo defense just too quick.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they do the second half, because they're down 33 points. And I'm going to tell you that I do not know what a coach tells a team that's down 33 points at the half. Except keep playing hard, don't turn the ball over, and let's try to keep this respectable. And offense, we're going to have to throw the football, and we got to get somebody open. But that's about all you can say, because it's going to be hard for a team that runs the ball as much as they do to come back and shut out the Cameron Yeoman and then score 33 points.
Yeah. Okay, so we're into the coach's corner now. If you're the Cameron coaches, there's not much to talk about different.
No, you keep doing what you're doing with the same enthusiasm as they're playing out there, and just don't be giving them 15-yard penalties and crazy things like that, and don't turn the ball over, and the rest of it's going to take care of itself.
Well, Coach, a lot of times when you're playing for a district title, and it's typically a kind of a close game, and you can look at, well, if this would have happened or this would have happened, if you're academy, they don't have that to look at. It's just been total domination by the Yeoman, and there's no question who the better team is here tonight.
Well, right this minute. Now, we've talked about this before. You know, what happens at the halftime in the minds of kids, if they came out here and got an interception or picked up a fumble and got it in and got their motors going, they could get back into this ball game. But that means the Cameron Yeoman offense would have to just shut down. I don't see that happening.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to our Germania Halftime Report live from Yo Stadium as the by the score of 33-0. Other than a couple of missed extra points, it's been a picture-perfect half for the Cameron Yeoman. We're back in just a moment.
It's It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Right, we mentioned there are some playoff games tonight, in essence, do-or-die games, and one of those in District 10-3A Division 1, where Troy has traveled down to Lago Vista. And get a load of this. Lago Vista was driving. They were on their 20 going in to score with seconds left in the first half, and they throw a 100-yard pick six to the Trojans, who returns at 100 yards. With 10 seconds left in the half, the Trojans are up 21-14.
Slot T teams trying to throw the football. Not a good idea.
And that, you know, a lot of times in a tight game like that, you can point to one or two plays that'll make the difference. And certainly a 100-yard pick six in a game that tight is going to be one of those plays. Troy up on Lago 21-14. 10 seconds left in the half there, thanks to Corby Simpkins, our correspondent down there, keeping us up to date on that, is in essence, playoff game for those two teams. As the winner, if Troy wins and this one stays like it is, Academy goes from trying to win the district outright to being the number four seed in the district.
That's correct.
Because Troy beat Academy for their only other district loss. And that would tie those two up, and Troy would have the head-to-head. In the other scenario, if Academy would have won this, they would be the top seed in District 10-3A Division 1. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It's funny because it's high school football, and you're very unpredictable.
Well, let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. By the way, it is Parents' Night here at Yost Stadium. I'm not sure. It looks like the band is being introduced much like the players were in the maybe they're going to just do the I'm not sure what's going on, but I don't know if the band's going to perform tonight or not. If they do, we'll bring it to you, but it doesn't look like that they are, because they're lined up
all around the field.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Looks like a junior high band may be joining them, because maybe that looks like what's in the end zone.
In the meantime, let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard from around Central Texas. We have Trinity and Lexington tied at the half, 20-all. Killeen is beating Shoemaker 20-7 at the half. Moody is beating Thorndale. 35 seconds left in the half. 10-point lead there, 22-12.
That's an upset.
Yes, it is. The Rogers Eagles beating up on Gerald 28-0 at the half. Hutto is beating Maynard 14-3 at the half. Let's see, we've got La Vega over Robinson, 28-14, halftime score there. Lots of playoff implications with that game. Thrall is shutting out Rosebud Lot 22-0. Most of these are halftime scores. Let's see, we've got Waco over University. Coach, this is a couple of teams that have one win among both of them.
That's
this
right.
Season. So
big rivalry in
big
Waco.
Rivalry and struggling season for both.
Right.
Good game there, 7-3, Waco leading at the half. It is A&M Consolidated putting it on Livingston, 35-0, a halftime score. Caldwell up on Giddings, 20-12 at the half. Right here again, the Yeomen are having their way with Academy, 33-0, halftime score. Marlin is up on Bruceville Eddy, 28-0. It is Bryan over Rudder, 28-7. Georgetown and Vandergrift are tied 21-all at the half. Number 4, Bremon, shutting out Bartlett, 34-0. It is Belton over Harker Heights. I think this is one of those playoff scenarios here.
Fourth place.
Winner gets to go and the loser doesn't. Belton has the edge at the half, 28-21. It is Milano over Granger, 35-0. Well, it's almost halftime there. Rockdale Tigers have a 27-3 lead over Florence at the half. It is Temple over Elgin, 21-0. Midway, a final here on a game played last night, shut out Ellison, 43-0. And we have Buchholz and High Island scheduled to kick off at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Jim Hawk Field in Buchholz. There's your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. We'll take another break here and be back with more of our Germania halftime report in just a moment.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman have a comfortable halftime lead over the Academy Bees, 33-0. This has just simply been all Yeoman from the get-go, as the Yeoman even won the toss before the game started.
That's not usually an indication, but tonight it was.
We have Parents Night going on, I guess, with the band tonight. Nobody gave us the memo on what's going on here, but the Yeoman, it does the band not looking like they're going to be marching at halftime.
I will be surprised if they don't.
Well, I will be, too, but we've got about 11 minutes left in the half, and there's still a lot of I'm just not sure what's going on. But if they do march, you'll hear it right here on the ranch. As again, our playoff game in the district is going on down in Lago Vista, where Lago throws a 100-yard pick six going in to score. Troy returns it 100 yards with 10 seconds left in the half, and they will take a halftime lead 21-14. That, in essence, is a 14-point swing in that game.
Yes, sir.
And that's in a like you said, a close defensive battle wing or slot T game. That's a big swing.
Well, I have a feeling that they were on one of the hash marks and tried to throw something to the wide side of the field, and somebody picked it off, and that was all she wrote.
Going the other direction.
That's right.
Picked it off at the goal line and took it 100 yards. So Troy up at the half, 21-14. Again, if Troy wins, Lago is done. Troy would be the number 3 seed, and Academy would be the number 4 seed if Academy goes on and loses. Rockdale, you got to assume now that Rockdale's going to go on and beat Florence, and the Yeoman are going to take care of business here tonight. I think they were doing the band Sweetheart. Is that what they're doing tonight?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe so. And now it looks like the band is going to roll their instruments over for a quick halftime performance.
Well, and the junior high band is down there with their instruments in the end zone, so I think they're going to perform along with them.
We'll take another timeout here. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report. If they do perform, you'll hear it presented to you by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We're back in a moment.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance
insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Company.
Welcome back. It looks like the old band getting ready for what may be a marathon or a quick performance here. as the clock shows 8 minutes left in the halftime. And they are setting up instruments after a lot of introductions. Junior high band making their way over now in front of the crowd as well. We have drawn a name for our Rattlers touchdown quarter, the third quarter, Leroy Sanders. If the Yeomen score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win that $30 gas card from Rattlers.
Well, I hope we give it to him.
I do, too. And from all indications, we will. Let's see. We were going to check some more scores. I kind of broadened my search there a little bit.
What about Rockdale and Pflugerville?
Rockdale is ahead of Florence.
Florence.
27-3. But I did broaden my search and came up with some scores like Connolly beating Rusk 28-14. It is Holland and Riesel. Let me see. That's a game that we don't have an update on. Did start at 7:30 tonight. Salado being shut out by Smithville. That's a playoff game, too.
Now, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Smithville is 0-9, but if they won, they were in the playoffs. Smithville is 1-8. The winner goes to the playoffs because there's five teams in that district. And the loser of that game is obviously the only team that won't make the playoffs. And right now it looks like that will be Salado, who is on their way to a winless season if they lose tonight. Let's see. It is Chilton beating Dawson 34-0 at the half. Buffalo beating Hearn 35-8 at the half. China Spring is beating Gatesville 3-0. That has a whole lot of playoff implications on it as well. Giddings, again, losing to Caldwell at the half, 20-12. It is Burton over Somerville, 38-0, midway through the second quarter. Burnett beating Lampasas, 28-20 at the half, another game with a lot of playoff implications. Let's see. Other scores from Central Texas. We have Crockett beating Reagan, 21-14 at the half. Lake Travis beating Aikens, 41-6. And I lost my spot again. Let me see. The Connolly, I gave that score. Connolly is up 34-14 over Rusk. Big game there between Lexington and Trinity. They're battling it out, 20-20 halftime score. The number two Mark Panthers beating Boscoville 28-7 at the half. Brawl is up on Rosebud Lot 22-0. And let's see. Again, Gatesville up on losing to China Spring 3-0, and that's into the third quarter already. All right, we'll take it down to the field for tonight's performance by the Yeo High School Marching Band, courtesy of Ideal Poultry.
Gucci Man. Now, as we welcome the KHO Junior High Mark and on the field to do Prelude Pursuit of their world.
The junior high band is joining the Yo High School marching band out on the field for, I guess, one more performance. A lot of folks on the field now for the junior high band is kind of squeezed in between the lines.
That's the most tubas I've seen in a long time. Nine of them. The junior high band.
Are those tubas? Yes.
Yeah.
The ones sitting down right there, those are tubas? I thought those big things were tubas. What are they? Oh, different, huh? Oh. See, I learned something. All right, let's go back down and take a listen. Brass out there as the junior high band joins the Yo High School marching band. Well, they have one of those obnoxious air horns. I'm glad they haven't had an opportunity to blow that thing. only when they come on the field, yeah. All right, our halftime performance of the Yo High School and junior high marching bands this evening brought to you by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. And that's going to do it for our Germania halftime report. Again, Leroy Sanders, the name we've drawn. If we can score a touchdown in the third quarter, Leroy wins the $30 gas card from Rattlers. We'll close it up shop here on the halftime report and be back with our second half kickoff in a moment. At the half, the Yeoman in command here, 33-0.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
These days, you can't afford to take care of contracting issues alone. You need someone who will be there to do what is best for you and your project. I'm Jason Donald, and that's what we do at EBCO Development. take care of you and your construction project from start to finish. For quality new construction, remodel, and roofing services, call EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. And know that we will be there for you. EBCO Development. Let's see what we can build together.
Fall's perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
All right, welcome back to Yale Stadium as we are about to get underway here in the third quarter. Number 81 teeing it up. I don't have his name on our roster here, but he will tee it up. He hasn't had a lot of activity tonight. He kicked the opening kickoff when the Yeoman. No, he did not. This is Academy's first kickoff of the night, as a matter of fact.
Hopefully it'll be their last.
It could be their last, yeah. So 81 will tee it up. We don't have a name with that number. But it's the first kickoff of the night for the Bees. And it's a high kick angle to the far side. It's going to be hit and knocked out of bounds. That was kind of a...
Been very easy to just a fair catch that, and they both looked at it and looked at each other.
Yeah, at the 28-yard line. I think they were thinking that thing was definitely going to bounce out of bounds, and it didn't. So it goes. It actually is pushed out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That's where the Yeoman will have it.
Coach Mongrie's going to have a good session with them come tomorrow morning.
First and 10 for the Yeoman. Moving right to left toward the clock end zone or from east to west here at Yeo Stadium in the third quarter. Yeoman decked out with their white pants on maroon jerseys tonight. Usually they wear the gray pants, but they have their visiting pants on tonight along with their home jerseys and white helmets. Nickerson alone in the backfield, and he will take the handoff to Trayon Smith across the 40, drug down a shoestring tackle up at the 47-yard line.
Well, a shirt tail tackle. That's all he had hold of was the back of his jersey. Man, nobody in the backfield and gave off to him on a counter.
19 yards for Trayon Smith and a first and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the left. And blitz, quick pass out left side. Good catch by Aaron Sims. Avoids some traffic, avoids another tackle, and is finally out of bounds at the 49-yard line. That's a lot of stepping around for 2 yards.
Well, they brought a linebacker straight through, and somebody just got a piece of him. He dove right at Nickerson's feet, which didn't affect anything. But the linebacker there, I think we're going to see a lot of stunning going on here in the second half.
Twin receivers go to both sides. Ball is on the left hash mark for the Yeoman working toward the clock end zone. Second down and 8. And quick pass left side. That's Jordan Wells. He's got it across midfield, the 45. He is down to the 40 and possibly the 39-yard line.
Well, they've changed their defense up. This is the first time we've seen them in their familiar 3-3, which ends up being a 3-5 with the two outside linebackers. But this is the first time they've been in a 3-3. They've been in a 3-2, and they've been in a 4-2, but they've just come out this half with a 3-3, which means they've got a lot of people in the box, and we're going to be throwing the football.
12 yards on that catch and run by Jordan Wells. Here's another quick pass. This is Corey Smith, who avoids two men. Another man is inside the 30, bouncing outside. There comes a flag down. He's across the 25, still on his feet to the 20-yard line. He's almost as much fun, or he is as much fun to watch, as Aaron Sims, but this one's going to come back.
Yep, one of our big tackles got out there and trying to block somebody and reached out and grabbed him.
Glad you didn't say big dumb tackle, because I've been called that all my life.
I never had any dumb tackles.
You know, it's just, I don't know. I've always heard that all my life, big dumb tackle.
Well, I must have been some old-timer calling you that, because they've got to know what they got to listen to line calls.
They do.
And you guys used to have to make calls who was going to double team and kick out. No.
You know, when we were in high school, we had a we flopped sides a lot.
Yes, we did. Flip flop, strength and quickness.
Sometimes I would be on the left side of the line, and just depending on the play. Sometimes on the right side of the line.
Did we always run away from you?
Probably.
Oh no!
Trips go wide to the right, one to the left on a first down and 10 now for the Yeoman after the penalty. And the handoff is to John Washington, who is in for Trayon Smith. And Washington's inside the 35, down to the 33-yard line. That's a good 7-yard pickup by Washington.
Well, you lose a little bit of the power, but you pick up a lot of speed.
Trayon coming back in. Washington has had a great night defensively for the Yeoman. And he gives Trayon Smith a spell there. And picks up 7 yards. Second down and a long three for the Yeoman. From the 33-yard line of Academy. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon. He's got a lot of room inside the 20 and spun down at the 18.
Offensive line.
15 yards on the run by Trayon Smith.
Offensive line's doing an excellent job moving that front line of theirs.
And it's first and 10 inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone once again for the Yeoman. Twins go to both sides. At the 19, quick pass right side. That's caught by Vincent Vargas. He is down to the 15-yard line before he is tackled by Redwine.
Got a good block from Jordan Wells out there.
4 yards on that reception. It's second down and 6 now for the Yeoman inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone at the 15.
When the safety's back as deep as they are, your wide receiver goes out and blocks on that cornerback, and there's a lot of green grass to run.
Ball is on the right hash mark. 3 wide receivers to the left. Nickerson will hand off to Trayon coming left side. He's trying to bounce outside and can't get free, and he's down at the 13-yard line, a gain of about 2.
Well, we've been bragging on the wide receivers, and one of them just missed a block.
Third down and 3 for the Yeoman. Vargas and Wells wide right. Smith and Sims wide left. From the Academy 13-yard line. And a high snap direct to Trayon. He's running over the linebacker and bulls his way down to the 7-yard line. And it's first and goal for the Yeoman.
Anastasiales got that snap real high.
It was a direct snap to Trayon Smith, and he had to go upstairs to get it, but he just flat ran over a linebacker.
Yeah, who didn't step up in the hole? He's just standing there waiting.
First and goal from the 7 for the Yeoman. Opening drive of the third quarter. Handoff again to Trayon, and he's hit at the 5 and driven back. He might not have even gotten the 5-yard line. He's going to be marked just outside the 5.
Well, they slanted the big nose guard. They slanted him in the right direction, and nobody could hold him, keep him out of the backfield. But when they don't slant him, or if he slants the wrong way, there's a gigantic hole.
Trips go wide to the right. Smith, Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. Second and goal from the 5. And here's a reverse to Aaron Sims. He's given up yardage back to the 15. Now he's back to the 10, and he's going to step out of bounds at the 9-yard line. That is a 3-4-yard loss back to the 9-yard line.
We just had an Academy boy throw a fist and hit a helmet, but no flag was thrown. Probably hurt the guy who was throwing the fist more than the guy with the helmet.
Probably so. So a loss of 4 on that carry by Aaron Sims, and it is third and goal from the 10-yard line. Trips go wide right. Smith alone wide left. Nickerson dropping straight back. Looks left for Smith. And he throws and double coverage, and it's batted away. Down in the corner of the end zone, incomplete. And it's fourth and goal from the 10.
Well, this might be a good time to practice your field goal, huh? No?
not with the exhibition we've seen here tonight. I don't think Coach is going to do that.
On the two extra points, actually, a third extra point snuck through. The first couple of extra points looked really good. Here we go, fourth and 10, fourth and goal from the 10 for the Yeoman. And Nickerson dropping straight back. Sets up, throws down the corner of the end zone, and just way out of the reach of Aaron Sims. And the Bees have held at their own 10-yard line.
That's the first errant throw by Nickerson here in this ball game. But he led him out there about 10 yards when he should have led him about 5.
Well, that was a 12-play drive that started back at the Yo 28 and fizzled at the Academy 10-yard line. And it used up about 4.5 minutes off the third quarter clock to start this third quarter. First and 10 coming the other way now from the 9-yard line. Under center, handoff to, that's Edwards, I believe, across the 10 to about the 13-yard line. Berriman hands off to Edwards.
And he stopped by the whole inside 78, 60, and 42. That's Cullen. Excuse me, 50. Eddie Luna and DeAndre Adams.
That sets up a second down and 6, a 4-yard pickup. And Academy checking the sidelines. Berriman will go under center I formation and a wide out to each side. Ball on the near hash mark. Berriman will drop back and throw deep. Looking for red wine. Jaylon Bryant breaks it up out at the 35-yard line.
Well, it helps to have a 6-foot cornerback out there covering him.
It does indeed.
It does. We've had 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", little guys out there in the years past, but that time we had a 6-footer out there who could jump with him.
Well, that was a deep pass that had a lot of lateral pass to it because it was from the near hash mark all the way across the field near the Academy sideline. So it was almost as far lateral as it was forward. Goes incomplete. It is third down and 6. Wide outs to both sides again. I formation. No, that's a spread formation. Berriman wants to throw. He has time flushed out of the pocket, and he's going to run it. And he bangs it across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. He'll be a couple of yards short, and it's fourth down. Couldn't find an open receiver. That was a defensive secondary
sack
performance there.
That's right.
And it's fourth and 2, and the Bees are 3 and out in their opening possession of the third quarter. That's not how they had this scripted at halftime.
No, it's not.
McCullough is back to punt, and he will get it off end over end, line drive angle to the sidelines, and it is way out of bounds. Let's see where they'll mark it.
39.
They're going to mark it at the 39-yard line. That was caught about 7 or 8 yards out of bounds. I'm surprised they didn't do the walk toward the goal line to determine where it went out. But the official ran right up to the point and set the chains at the 39.
Well, the Yeoman will go ahead and put one in here.
This is the second drive of the night that started at the Academy 39-yard line. The Yeoman have only been held out of the end zone twice tonight. Once was a punt. The other, that opening drive of the third quarter that stalled out at the Academy 10-yard line. And a handoff to Trayon right up the middle. And there's room. He's across the 25. Down to the 20-yard line goes Trayon Smith. And that is a 19-yard scamper right up the Academy defensive gut.
And Coach knows, I think, that he can do that just time and time again. Because that offensive line is moving that defensive bunch.
First and 10 at the Millers Discount Center red zone 20-yard line. And another handoff to Trayon, trying to bounce outside. Now he goes forward inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. 7 more added to Trayon's total tonight.
Well, Trayon's at his best running up the field. He's got good power, good quickness.
Approaching 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics. We are inside the Malares Discount Center red zone. Second down and three for the Yeoman. And Trayon gets the handoff again. He's inside the 10, down to the 7-yard line. First and goal for the Yeoman. Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron presents the third quarter of Cameron Yeoman football during the 2014 campaign, supporting the youth of Bynum County in academics and athletics. First and goal for the Yeoman from the 7-yard line. Drive started back at the Academy 39-yard line three plays ago. There's a high snap. Nickerson hauls it in. Hands off to Trayon. He's inside the 5, fighting toward the goal line. The flag comes in as Trayon is down at the 1-foot line, and we'll see what the flag means, holding against the Yeoman.
Referee was standing 15 yards behind where the play was and threw the flag and said somebody was holding.
Well, that is going to back the Yeoman up from, let's see where they mark it from. Looks like from about the 6-yard line. They will move it back to the 16. Where it will remain first and goal, I do believe. Actually, back to the 17-yard line.
Well, the only thing keeping the Yeoman out of the end zone are the Yeoman.
First and goal from the 17. 4:18 left here in the third quarter. 33-0 is our score. No score yet here in the third quarter for either team. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. They've spent a lot of time inside the Malares Discount Center red zone here in the third quarter, but can't push it through. Here's the handoff to Trayon again. This time he is across the 10, lowers his shoulders, and bangs his way to the 5-yard line. That's a 12-yard run by Trayon Smith, and he is just racking up the real estate tonight.
Well, give that offensive line some credit because they are doing a masterful job of keeping people from penetrating. And if you don't penetrate, Trayon Smith's going to hurt you.
Second and goal from the 5 for the Yeoman. They were just down here in their first drive of the third quarter and were held out. Forced Academy 3 and out, and here they are again. High snap. Hand off to Trayon. This time he waltzes into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Offensive line just caved everybody down, and when he stepped back to the right, just green grass.
39 yards, 6-play drive. That 5-yard TD run by Trayon Smith puts the Yeoman up 39-0. 3:20 left in the third quarter as Eric Sanchez will attempt the extra point. Jordan Wells will hold. Here's the hold. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 3:20 left in the third quarter, the Yeoman are up 40-0 over the high-flying Academy Bumblebees. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
You have a choice at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron during November while supplies last. Pick from a DeWalt 10-amp reciprocating saw for $99.99 or a DeWalt small-angle grinder for just $49.99. Both make great tools. If you've ever said to yourself, I need a new reciprocating saw or an angle grinder, well, these specials are just for you. But they won't last forever. Specials good through November while supplies last. Two handy tools from DeWalt. Only at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron.
Well, Leroy Sanders, you win the $30 gas card from Rattlers on that 5-yard TD run by Trayon Smith as the Yeoman up their lead 40-0 over Academy, who I think has only been in Yo territory once tonight. And mainly because of a face mask penalty did they get there.
That's correct.
Jaleel Pope will tee it up and boot it away. Angle to the near side. Deep kick. It's going to be fielded over the shoulder at the 6-yard line. Back up to the 15, 20, and gang tackle there by Ryan Cullen and a couple of others. They'll mark him up to the 20 with his forward progress. That was Killian Masig on the return of about 14 yards for the Bees.
Well, I would anticipating seeing that we'll have a bunch of problems. Now, the defense may stay because they want to shut out badly.
But
we may have substitutes on offense in the fourth quarter.
Here we go. Twin receivers wide to the right. That is Redwine and Martinez. One man wide to the left in an I formation behind Berriman, who goes under center. Quick pass. That is a lateral pass to Cody Martinez, but the Yeomen are not fooled, and he is slammed down by Jalon Bryant at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
In order to throw that pass, you've got to have some wide receivers that are blocking, and nobody touched any of the Cameron secondary people.
Second down and 10 for the Bees from the 20-yard line. I formation once again.
You wanted to know why they were taking so much time. The Cameron Yeoman defense is not lined up and played what they were showing the coaches all night long.
Hand off to the tailback. That is, I think, McCullough, and
it
he is caged up. Good stack in there by the O defense after about a 2-yard gain. It's third down, a 1-yard gain. It's third down and 9. No, they moved the chains. There it is. 2 yards, third and 8.
Well, the fullback who was leading that play, I think they're getting ready to put all receivers in, just got stuffed by the linebacker.
They'll send wideouts, twins to both sides now. Ball is on the right hash mark as the Bees are moving away from the clock end zone here in the third quarter. From the shotgun, dropping straight back, Berriman looking left, and now he's flushed out of the pocket. He'll run, and he is grabbed by a shirt tail and gang tackled at the line of scrimmage. Probably lost a yard on that carry. No, gained maybe a yard after a forward progress. It's fourth down and 7.
I notice Redwine is limping a little bit. They had him stacked out here, and the first one was going to go inside so he could break down the sideline, and the Yo defense just jammed them both up. And he may have turned his ankle.
Academy just cannot do anything offensively against this Yo defense. The second three and out of the third quarter for Academy, and they're punting again with 1:08 left in the third. Here's the high punt by McCullough. It's going to be caught, gotten away, just bounced right out of the way of John Washington, and Aaron Sims alertly runs over and bats it out of bounds at the 41-yard line. I think John just kind of misjudged that punt being shorter than it was.
When you do that, you get away from it. You don't go up and try to make a shoestring catch.
So the Yeoman will go to work from their own 41-yard line with a 40-0 lead and 58 seconds left here in the third quarter.
First team still on the field.
Trips go wide to the left. The ball is on the right hash mark. Somebody in the Yo stands hollering, "Let's go defense." And then got fussed at. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Nickerson, quick pass, left side, caught by Aaron Sims. There's a flagrant face mask, and here comes the flag as Sims was pulled down by the face mask back at the 32-yard line. Oh, they're calling holding against the Yeoman. What?
They better Sims, be offside. They better Sims be offsetting penalties.
Sims is wanting to know, where's my flag? He's saying, what about the face mask? They called holding against the Yeoman back at the 32-yard line. Well, maybe this will offset after everything's said and done. There's only one flag on the turf, though. Holding against the Yeoman and personal foul face mask against the Bees. Okay, they offset. Let's replay that one.
Yeah, they call blocking in the back. Somebody was coming out to help and hit somebody in the back, and that's hard. When the guy is dancing around like that, you don't know which way they're going. It's hard not to hit somebody in the back.
So we'll replay the down. Let's just start over on this drive from their own 41-yard line, the Yeoman. We'll go to work. They'll send trips to the wide side of the field. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right.
Give us number 5 because he can run.
And the snap to
Nickerson, and the handoff to Washington right up the middle across the 45, spins a 360 across midfield down to the 45, and finally gang tackled down at the 43-yard line. 16 yards on that run by John Washington.
What does it tell you when the nose guard is making the tackle 12 yards down the field? Somebody blocked him off the line of scrimmage.
First and 10 for the Yeoman inside Academy territory. Trips go wide to the right side, one man to the left. And Academy is just simply outmatched here tonight. High snap, hauled in, and now a handoff to number three, who is down to the 41-yard line. That is Tyreek Johnson on the carry. He'll pick up about 3 yards.
Well, our center has got to get that snap down. That snap is way too high. We're having trouble getting hold of it. On a good snap, the way that offensive line is blocking, they're going to just gash him.
That's the end of the third quarter of play. Our third quarter tonight has been brought to you by Jeff Gelder and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. We head to the fourth with the Yeoman in total command here. It is 40-0. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
We head to the fourth with the Yeoman ahead and with the ball in Academy territory. It's 40-0. First team still in for the Yeoman as we start our fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member. Join the Boosters. Meeting Mondays at 7 at the field house. Second down and 8 from the Academy 41-yard line. Here's the handoff to Trayon Smith right up the middle. And Trayon is going to dive forward to about the 36-yard line for a 5-yard gain, setting up a very manageable third down.
Oh, that's stunning. They had two linebackers come in, a nose guard going one way, and Trayon still picked up good yardage.
Third down and 3 for the Yeoman, who obviously is in four-down territory here at the Academy 36-yard line. Trips go wide right, and the handoff again to John Washington. No, that is Tyreek Johnson, who is going to lower his shoulders and bang his way down to the 30. A pickup of 6 yards and a first down. Pretty good run there by Tyreek. And he comes up a little gimpy, limping. And John Washington will check in, and Jacob Smitherman will check in for Reed Nickerson, who is probably done for the night. What a night Reed has had.
Ten of 14 and 3 touchdowns. That's not bad.
Not a bad night at the office for Reed Nickerson. Jacob Smitherman in at quarterback. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. And here's the handoff right up the middle to John Washington. He's inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. A gain of 6 on the first down carry. Jacob battling a virus today. He has been in and out of school. He had a rough night last night.
But it's game day.
It's game day, yeah. They held him out on defense tonight. I think this is his first appearance. Trips go wide to the left as the head off to John Washington goes right up the middle. He's inside the 15, down to the 10. He does his 360 move to the 9-yard line, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman.
Offensive line doesn't have to knock them off the ball. All you have to do is make them have to play you. If they got their hands on the offensive lineman, they can't tackle anybody. And the offensive linemen have been sticking with their blocks here this ball game.
First and goal at the 9-yard line inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone. The Yeoman looking to add to a 40-0 lead as Smitherman will take the snap, and he will hand off to Washington again. Washington is down to the 6-yard line.
Well, that time all he did was try to read the blocks. If he'd have hit straight ahead, he'd been in the end zone. But he was trying to cut back, and they were waiting for him. But the offensive line did a good job.
Second down and goal from the 6 for the Yeoman. Washington in at running back. Smitherman in at quarterback. Trips go wide to the left. Vargas alone wide to the right. And another handoff to John Washington. He is going to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Once again, offensive line just moved them back. Shoved them straight back. Got to give them credit tonight.
6-yard Washington run for the score. The Yeomen go up 46 to nothing. Here comes the extra point as Jordan Wells will hold for Eric Sanchez. And the snap, the hold, and the kick, and it's all good. And with 9:14 left in the game, the Yeoman up their lead 47 to nothing over the Academy Bees. This is your football on the ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Label Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman have scored early and often and never looked back. The Bees simply are outmanned and outmatched here tonight. They have crossed midfield one time offensively, and that was because of a face mask penalty. Otherwise, the Bee offense has no answer to the Yo defense, and vice versa. Their defense has no answer to the Yo offense. And when that happens, Coach, it typically is a blowout.
Yes, sir, it is. When you got a team that's probably 75% run and 25% pass, and you shut down the 75%, those aren't the odds they're looking for.
Jaleel Pope will tee it up for the Yeoman. And here we go. It's a line drive kick that's going to hit at the 20 and fielded on the first bounce at about the 18 and back up to the 31 on the return. So Academy will put it into play from their own 31 with 9:09 left here in the ball game. Our fourth quarter again brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Be sure and join the Booster Club. Meeting at 7 at the OI Fieldhouse. Those are really short meetings. There are support informational meetings, and then you get to watch highlight films of the game. High formation as Behrman will toss to McCullough, the tailback, who is up across the 35 to the 36. That is a 6-yard gain, one of the better offensive plays of the night for the Bees. And they are trying to hustle to the line of scrimmage. And the snap and the toss again to McCullough. And he is going to turn the corner and cross the 45 up to about the 48-yard line.
Now, this is the McCullough that we have seen in all the video and all the games before this. He's running, and now he's going out of the ball game. I don't know exactly what the deal is, but
now Martinez is the tailback. Denton is the fullback on a first and 10 from the Academy 47-yard line. Clock rolling, 8:30 left in the game. I formation behind Behrman, who goes under center this time with a wide receiver to the left. And here's the handoff to Cody Martinez up the middle. And Cody spins across midfield down to the Yo 47-yard line. It's a gain of about 6.
Well, what they did is they faked the fullback right, faked the wing back to this side, then gave off to the tailback behind the pulling guard and made some pretty good yardage.
Under 8 minutes to play in the game. 47 to nothing is our score. The Cameron Yeoman over the Academy Bees, who came into this game tonight hoping to secure the top seed in the district. Under center goes Behrman, and the handoff to the tailback, Cody Martinez again. Cody sneaks across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. And that's another first and 10 for the Bumblebees. Well, the old defense, you know, they want that shutout, but they seem to not be playing with quite the intensity that they have been playing with all night. McCullough is the tailback. Edwards will be the wing left as Denton will be the fullback. And split out wide to the left is Chris Warbrick. As Behrman goes under center once again. First and 10 from the Yo 39. Handoff to McCullough. He's hit and falls forward to about the 37-yard line for a 2-yard gain.
Well, the Bumblebees are trying to get themselves an offensive touchdown because they're coming off the ball. The Cameron Yeoman defense is going to have to bow their neck if they want a shutout because this big number 12 is carrying the ball like I've seen him in the videos. Big, strong, powerful back.
And their explosive wide receiver is out. He's been kind of gimpy with an ankle or leg injury. And he is not in the game at the moment. Wing left, toss left to McCullough, the tailback, and he's across the 40 down to the 36-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 2.
Well, you can look for him to have the football again. I'm telling you, he's a big back.
Sixth play of this drive coming up. It's more like third and 1. They need the Yo 29-yard line. We are under 6 minutes to play as the Bees in their probably most impressive drive of the night that started back at their own 31-yard line. Here's a pass as Behrman will throw over the middle. It is almost intercepted on a pass that was intended for Edwards but thrown behind him. And it's fourth down and a long yard.
Number 12 is going to be carrying the football. Unless 33 lines up close to the quarterback.
5:45 left in the game now as the Bees are down to fourth and 1 from just outside the Yo 30-yard line. I formation again. McCullough is the tailback movement, and that's going to cost the Bees 5 yards. That's a big penalty. Instead of fourth and 1, as McCullough's been getting 4, 5, and 6 yards of whack, it's fourth and 6 now.
Yeah, the whole left side, guard, tackle, and end all jumped off sides.
That may change your strategy a little bit as Redwine checks back in as the wide receiver for Chris Warbrick. And he is being guarded now one-on-one by Sakori Smith. And now Redwine comes in as a slot receiver, I formation, and Behrman will throw. Looking, he rolls out of the pocket. And he is going to throw on the run. It's incomplete, almost intercepted. And the Yeomen have held and will take over on downs. Eight-play drive that stalled at the Yo 35-yard line, and that's where the Yeomen will take over first and 10.
Well, I would anticipate the Yeomen running the football, eating up the clock, and moving the ball. Of course, that will depend unless they decide to put 7 people in the box. If they gang up in the box, we'll have to throw it. But if they don't, our offensive line has really been doing a good job tonight.
First and 10 from the Yo 35-yard line. Sakori Smith goes wide to the left along with Jorge Martinez. Twins go wide to the right. That is Vincent Vargas and Jordan Wells. And the handoff goes to Tyreek Johnson, and a fumble as Johnson has fumbled the ball, and Academy has recovered. Well, Academy's reacting to that as if they're about to win the game.
Well, that's the first good thing that's happened to them. And when you put your backup people in there, you know you're hoping they won't do that.
So the defense back out on the field after the first turnover of the night for either team. At the 33-yard line, Academy comes to the line of scrimmage. with 5:14 left in the game, looking to erase that goose egg off the board.
Fullback.
High formation. And the handoff is to Denton, the fullback, and he will be wrestled down for no gain. Yo defense strung that one out as Denton could not find a hole and picks up about a yard on the forward progress, second and nine. Under 5 minutes to play, clock rolling, 47-0, Yeoman lead it. And all of the skill players looking to the sideline for the play. And here we go, again, I formation. McCulloch's the tailback, and he will get the toss to the right side, and he's got some blocking, lowers his shoulders, and, boy, when he gets a head of steam going, he's dangerous.
I'm telling you.
Inside the 30 to the 26-yard line.
And they got a good surge out of their offensive line on that side, too.
And it is third down and four now for the third down and three. Another toss right side to McCulloch, and again he lowers his head, and he's stacked up down at the 20-yard line.
That's the running back that we've seen in all the videos.
A gain of six, and it is first and 10 for the Bees as the clock is approaching 4 minutes left in the game. Yo defense still trying to hold out for a shutout. They've lost a shutout late in two games. And the handoff is to McCulloch again, and this time DeAndre Adams rolls him down after about a 2-yard pickup. Well, maybe that was
Luna.
Eddie,
yes.
Luna.
Yeah.
Luna's had a pretty good defensive night for the Yeoman, as has DeAndre Adams and just about all of the defense.
Well, he likes for people to try to run over him.
Luna, pound for pound, will probably hit you harder than anybody on the team. He is a roving beast for the Yo defense, just a sophomore, too. Here's the toss to McCulloch right side. This time the Yeoman have strung it out, and DeAndre Adams makes the initial contact after about a 1-yard pickup, and it's third down and seven.
Well, Green, number 44, was the first one to come through and actually caused the blocker to bounce back into the ball carrier.
So we're under 2:40 left in the game, and the Bees are, you know, using that play clock, knowing this will probably be their last opportunity. I want to use all that clock up, too. Here's an I formation as Behrman's going to throw. Sets up and throws to the corner of the end zone for Redwine. Going up and making the catch is Redwine over the defender. We've seen him make that catch so many times in film, and he just did it over Jaylon Bryant, then a corner of the end zone for the first touchdown of the night for the Bees.
That's right. He just flat out jumped Bryant. Made the catch, but he did that three times against Rockdale.
And the Bees, with 2:18 left on the clock, put their first points on the board. Here is the first extra point attempt of the night. Cameron Costa will boot it through. And with 2:18 remaining, our new score, the Yeoman 47, Academy 7. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium. Tyreek feeling a little down about turning that ball over, giving the Bees that opportunity to score. But, you know, when you throw them in there like that after they hadn't played that position all night, it's
you know, hadn't warmed up at that position. It's those things happen. They just do. The Yeomen have given up a shutout to Troy by virtue of a turnover and now to Academy by virtue of a turnover. And still looking for that elusive shutout this year. But you'll take the win. 47-7 our score. High kick, fair caught by Jalon Bryant at the 36-yard line. Yeoman will travel to Waco next week. We have a date with Waco ISD at stadium. Opponent yet to be determined, I think.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday night at Waco ISD for the bi-district round of the playoffs.
Entirely new offensive bunch in there.
Couple of regular faces. You've got Jordan Wells and Vincent Vargas, but other than that, all new faces. Jacob Smitherman will hand off, coming near side Jalon Bryant, and he is going to be stacked up at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Well, this second team offensive line not doing near the job that that first team did because people were penetrating right and left.
Second down and 10, maybe 11. As the Yeoman will send trip receivers wide to the left. One man wide to the right. Jalon Bryant in the backfield, and he'll get the handoff again from Smitherman. He is spun down after a couple of yards to the 39-yard line.
Yeah.
And we're under a minute and a half left in the game.
Well, they know we're going to run the football, so they've got about six or seven people up there just running through gaps. That young offensive line, that second bunch out there, is having a little trouble keeping them out.
Yeoman can take the clock down 20 more seconds before they take the snap, and they're just standing around waiting for that. We're under a minute to play, still 10 seconds on the play clock, as the Yeoman will send twins to each side. One of those, Corey Smith, wide to the left. Jordan Wells, one of the familiar faces, wide to the right. And Smitherman will hand off again to Jalon Bryant. Bounces outside to the left side, then keeps his feet churning up to about the 40. I'm sorry, that's not Jalon. That's Tyreek Johnson. And he gets up to the 44-yard line. And it's going to be fourth down and two for the Yeoman. And let's see. They're going to have to do something. There's about 2 seconds difference between the play clock and the game clock.
Well, they just run they let it run down, run a play, and it's over.
Here we go. I think there'll be about 1.5 seconds left on the play clock.
When they snap it.
When they snap it, if they don't just take the penalty. There you go. There's the timeout called before the play clock. 2.5 seconds remaining. Two and a half seconds left on the clock. One more play here as it's fourth down and about two for the Yeoman. This will be another handoff to Tyreek Johnson. And it'll be the ball game. Johnson has the ball. Play clock is down to zero, and Johnson will be brought down at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to do it. The Cameron Yeoman have totally dominated the Academy Bees here in the final regular season game of 2014. 47-7 is our final. We are back with our post-game show in just a moment.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services, including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and loveseats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Raising a family costs a fortune. There are so many expenses, unexpected as well as expected. We provide the loans and investments you need to help you secure your family's future. We have the know-how, resources, and technology to make the financial side of raising your family a little easier. In times like these, it's good to know you have a strong bank behind you. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, welcome back to Yo Stadium, where the Cameron Yeoman here had no problem with Academy. In fact, Academy didn't cross midfield but once in the first half, and it took them till the fourth quarter to do so again. They finally broke pay dirt with just over 2 minutes to play in the game.
After getting a fumble.
After a turnover that led to that. So hats off to the Cameron Yeoman defense. And offense. It was just all clicking tonight for the Cameron Yeoman. It has been the last several weeks. They've just stepped it up a notch after the Rockdale game, it seems like. 47-7 is our final. Let's take a look at some of the final stats from our great statistician, Chandler Barton.
Okay, here are your stats from the game. The Yeoman completed 15 first downs, and they completed 10 out of 14 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman threw for 141 yards and rushed for 232 yards for a total of 373 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Aaron Sims with 77 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 204 rushing yards and three touchdowns on the night. The Yeoman had seven penalties for a total of 70 yards. And one fumble in the game. Academy completed 8 first downs and completed 6 out of 14 passes with no interceptions. Academy passed for 31 yards and rushed for 128 yards for a total of 159 yards on the night. The leading receiver for the Bumblebees was Philip Redwine with one 17-yard reception for a touchdown. The leading rusher for the Bumblebees was Alex McCullough with 47 rushing yards. The Bumblebees had 5 penalties for a total of 30 yards and no fumbles in the ballgame.
All right, there you go with the final stats of the night. Thank you, Chandler Barton. Here's a big upset in Class 3A. Number 2 Franklin Lions fall to Leon tonight, 21-20.
Good grief.
How about that? A big upset, probably the biggest upset in Class 3A tonight. It is Glen Rose that the Yeoman will take on next week. They lose to McGregor tonight, 35-21, I think was the score there.
So the Yeomen will take on Glen Rose next week at Waco ISD. I think that is finalized. We will get a final word from Coach Rhodes on that in a moment. But right now, the seniors, this is the senior walk across Yeo Field. Their final game was played here at Yeo Field tonight, and boy, did they defend it well. The 14 seniors on this 2014 team will take their stroll, their final walk across Yeo Field tonight. In the meantime, let's remind you too of a big game in District 10 3A Division 1. That was Lago Vista and Troy. Troy was holding to a 24-21 lead late in that game. Lago had it second or third down and goal from the 16-yard line and scored to go up 24-21 with just over a minute to play. And that is the last update that we have. And Coach, when a slot T team needs to get 80 yards in a little bit of a time, it's pretty difficult.
Yes, it is.
So that's what the Troy Trojans are facing as in the final minutes of that game. Don't forget, we'll have all of the scores for you coming up following our broadcast tonight from Yeo Stadium on Friday Night Finals. Brett will be back at the studios to get you caught up on all the scores from around Central Texas tonight. Again, we will talk to Coach Rhodes a little bit later. They are about to do their traditional walk across Yeo Field. Final time as the seniors will take their stroll across Yeo Field for the final time in their high school career. We'll be back with our, we'll go ahead and do our MVP and our play of the game when we come back. This is Yeo Football on the Ranch.
The road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
There are three companies in the U.S. who keep reports on your credit. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Each gives you a score according to their report, and in many instances determines if credit will be available to you. You can get a free copy of your credit report from each reporting agency through www.annualcreditreport.com. It's important to know the score. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium as the seniors again are taking their final stroll across Yeo Stadium. And we will take a look at our highlights. Let's run through our highlights. It was early and often that the Yeoman would score after holding Academy on a seven-play drive. The Yeoman would answer right back on their first drive of the game. Four plays, 72 yards, capped by this 44-yard Aaron Sims touchdown catch. Trips go wide to the left side this time. Ball near the right hash as the Yeoman move from our left to right here in the first quarter. Quick pass left side. That is caught by Aaron Sims. Changes directions down the sideline. Nobody's going to catch him. Touchdown, Aaron Sims, 44 yards. And the Yeoman would be up 7-0 after a three-and-out punt by both teams. And Academy again with a three-and-out. The Yeoman would go back to work. On a two-play 39-yard drive, a 58-yard, rather a 61-yard drive, a 58-yard Vargas TD catch put the Yeoman up 14-0. It's Sims and Vargas wide to the right. Quick pass across the middle to Vargas. He's got it across the 45, the 40. It's a foot race to the 30. He is going to score a touchdown. Vincent Vargas, 58 yards. The extra point was good. The Yeoman were up 14-0 after another three and out by Academy and the Yeo defense. The Yeoman would do their thing once again, a 71-yard three-play drive capped by this 41-yard Sakori Smith touchdown catch. Nickerson dropping back, looking for Smith, going deep for Smith, down the sideline, wide open, touchdown, Yeoman. Sakori Smith put the Yeoman up 20-0 with that
touchdown catch. Another punt by the Bees, and the Yeomen would go back to work midway through the second quarter with a four-play 39-yard drive capped by a four-yard Trayon Smith touchdown run. And a high snap, and the handoff is to Trayon, and he bangs his way down close to the goal line. No motion yet. There it is, touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman were up 27-0. Another three and out by Academy, and late in the first half, the Yeoman would have under 2 minutes to work with, but would drive 54 yards in six plays, capped by a 24-yard Trayon Smith touchdown run, his second of the night. Nickerson will take the snap. He's going to hand off to Trayon right up the middle, wide open, inside the 10-5, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Trayon Smith. That is the halftime score, 33-0. The Yeoman would score a couple of times in the second half after a 12-play drive that stalled out at the Academy 9-yard line. Academy would be forced to punt, and the Yeoman would take over in great field position at Academy's 39-yard line. Six plays later, they would put it through with a 5-yard TD run by Smith. High snap, handoff to Trayon. This time he waltzes into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman would score one more time on their next possession after 9 plays and 59 yards, a 6-yard Washington TD run. Second down and goal from the 6 for the Yeoman. Washington in at running back, Smitherman in at quarterback. Trips go wide to the left, Vargas alone wide to the right, and another handoff to John Washington. He is going to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman would allow that touchdown after a turnover that gave up the shutout, but would win this one 47-7. We have Coach Rhodes down on the field. Coach, congratulations. Great win tonight.
Thank you. I was really proud of our kids. I thought our kids prepared really well and came out and played very, very well tonight.
It seems like, Coach, since Rockdale, we have really stepped it up a notch, both on offense and defense.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. You know, I feel like I told the kids after the Rockdale game, I think there's great things ahead for this football team. They've come out and they worked extremely hard. Just the maturity level that they've shown over the last 4 weeks now has been unbelievable. And, you know, as a result of that, we've been playing some pretty good football.
All right, Coach. Looks like we've got Glenn Rose Friday. Is that right?
I didn't hear the results. Did McGregor beat Glenn Rose?
McGregor beat Glenn Rose.
So we would get, yes, we would play Glenn Rose Friday at Waco ISD.
All right, that's a 7:30 kickoff, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, Coach. Congratulations again on this one, and we'll look forward to next week.
All right, great deal. Great deal. Thank y'all.
All right, bi-district matchup between Cameron and Glenn Rose next Friday night at Waco ISD as the Yeoman cap off the regular season with a gem here tonight, Coach.
Absolutely, and it was a dominating affair, I'm going to tell you that. They couldn't punt the ball to us, so we finally got one return when Sims just made a miraculous run all over the field. But the offensive line just ground them under, and the defense, except for that, you know, letting them go 29 yards after that turnover by the backup running backs, played just lights out defense all night long.
We'll be back with our MVP and our play of the game, and we'll wrap it up here from Yeo Stadium in a moment. Again, our final, 47-7, the Yeoman over the Bees.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
All right, we are back with our MVP and play of the game. First of all, let's take a look at our most valuable player tonight, brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home, health care, and hospice. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Coach, our MVP tonight?
MVP goes to two. One is Trayon Smith, who had 22 carries for 204 yards and three touchdowns. And the other goes to the offensive line that enabled him to do that and kept our quarterback, you know, nobody touched him, and they just knocked holes in that Academy line all night long. So the offensive line and Trayon Smith.
I don't think Reed Nickerson was even rushed once tonight, much less touched.
No.
What a great night for the offensive line, setting the setting the table for this domination by the Cameron Yeomen tonight. Let's move on now to our play of the game. Our play of the game is brought to you by Buckholt State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckholt State Bank and Buckholt's Cameron and Rogers, and we'll set the stage for you. The Yeomen were already up 14-0, scoring two out of their first three possessions. And after a three and out by Academy, the Yeomen would be first and 10 on their own 29-yard line. And 22-yard Aaron Sims catch, a Trayon Smith run, and then the three-play 71-yard drive was capped off by this 41-yard touchdown catch from a beautiful pass from Reed Nickerson. Nickerson dropping back, looking for Smith, going deep for Smith, down the sideline, wide open, touchdown, Yeomen. The extra point would fail, but the Yeomen were up 20-0 and really never looked back from that point. That is our Standards Life Cycle Solutions play of the game and most valuable player. That's going to wrap it up for us, Coach. Looking forward to a playoff edition of Yo Football next week.
Absolutely.
Grown accustomed to that.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's see. Don't forget about Friday Night Vinyls coming your way after we sign off here tonight. The Yo Seniors, they exit Yo Stadium in style with a 47-7 win over the Academy Bees. Coach, if you're Academy, you're kind of, I don't know, tucking your head and wondering, you know, just maybe they're not quite where they thought they would be.
Well, I can't help but believe that missing their starting fullback and number 12 not really getting rolling until 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. He went out. I don't know why he didn't come back in the first half. He came back to punt. But without that big running back and that big fullback, they were handicapped. They ran the fullback a little, the other fullback on some quick stuff. But the Cameron defense was just all over them, and they didn't get a chance to pound us like they would have with those two big backs.
Well, the Yeomen, with this big win here, they will be the number two seed in District 10 3A Division 1, and I guess a co-district champion with Rockdale, the only two teams with a 4-1 mark. So,
correct.
Co-district champions, but the number two seed by losing the head-up game to Rockdale. And they will take on Glen Rose next Friday night at 7:30, kickoff at Waco ISD Stadium. We'll be there to bring that one to you, playoff action of the Cameron Yeomen. Our streaming services tonight at KMIL.com have been provided by VVM Internet Services of Temple. Call 254-778-8028 for VVM, your gateway to the information highway. We want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhart back at the studios doing just about everything. Jerry Bethel on the sideline snapping the camera for KMIL.com. To Josh Smitherman running our field mic tonight. And a big thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician up here in the booth. And again, thanks to all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. Remember, Friday Night Finals coming your way next here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett Eberhart will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action in this final regular season week across Central Texas tonight. For Ed, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final from Yo Stadium tonight, the Cameron Yeomen dominate the Academy Bumblebees 47-7. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Yo Stadium.
This has been Cameron Yo Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn & Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholt State Bank and Buckholt's Cameron and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL sports production.
1051 The Ranch is KMIL, Cameron, Rockdale, Taylor.